The place for news, views, and entertainment the way you like it. RantEMRadio.com. The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here. Thanks for tuning in and listening to The Shining Wizards, proudly available at ShiningWizards.com and on the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to subscribe, like, rate, and review us on whatever platform you listen to us on, including iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Audioboom, and so many more. If you shop at Amazon, visit Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and click on your country's banner. Do your shopping as usual, pay the same low prices as always, and a portion of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy Shining Wizards t-shirts, visit ShiningWizards.com/merch for a link to our Pro Wrestling Tees store and select from dozens of great designs. Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Wizards Podcast. If you'd like to check out our videos, visit YouTube or Dailymotion and search The Shining Wizards. The Shining Wizards airs live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. East at RantEMRadio.com or SWLive.net. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
Hey, everybody out there in wrestling land, when you want pro wrestling information at its finest, you're listening to Shining Wizard right here with my boys.
I have a small dick.
Titties! God damn! Woo!
Skeletor!
Ladies and gentlemen!
Whoa!
Great.
From the mean streets of North Arlington! They're so mean! So many people are parked on them today.
Welcome to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Where's wrestling talk?
And talk about wrestling!
We are here in studio... Hey, live on the Rant, RantEMRadio.com. Listen to us in podcast form wherever you may find us. Also live via the TuneIn app. You can take us wherever you go.
That's right.
What's going on, boys?
You know, living a dream, my man.
As always.
A lot of shit going on.
Yeah, one of my co-hosts, star of the Dumb Fellas podcast, Mr. Kevin Joseph Garifo.
Hello.
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 And some other asshole that walked in smelling like fucking marinara and from under.
Well, from under what?
From under your balls.
You didn't even say cheese, dick.
What?
From under cheese.
You don't have to specify. When you say from under, people understand.
That's right.
Like when they say, oh, I bought some fresh cheese, I said, where did it come from? The from under region?
That's a new one.
Cheese, Italian, comes from...
Oh, no, I get it.
From under?
Yeah, no, I get it.
I get it.
I'm putting it out there in the world. Oh, you really need to look at him? It's fucking disgusting.
I know, I get it.
Sorry.
No, it's repulsive. Don't get me wrong.
Really?
But
he can't. It's like I'm like a car wreck.
Without eye contact, we don't know what we don't. We lose a little focus.
Focus. Speaking of focus, I'm wearing my old man glasses again.
Those are focals.
It's fucking terrible. That joke as well as my vision.
That's right.
Ooh, boo.
Well, I think we should just get it out of the way now then if we're going to start with some terrible stuff.
What? Charlotte's naked ass?
No. I was not going to say that.
Oh, boo.
But if you really want to go there, we can go there.
Let's start with that.
All right. Yeah, let's start with that.
Let's not bury the lead here.
Can you what?
Can you tell me what this whole ESPN Naked Peoples thing is?
It's the ESPN body issue. They've been doing it for years.
For years?
Yes.
Okay. Shows you how much I watch ESPN. Tell
me
more.
It's a fucking magazine, stupid. Yeah. You can't watch a magazine.
Well, you can, but it won't be very
ESPN
entertaining.
ESPN is a fucking television network before it was anything else, dick.
Yes, but they've had a magazine for years.
They've had the Naked magazine for like 10 years.
And I'm supposed to know this because...
I mean, if something's around for 10 years, it... Figure at some point, you're an avid sports fan.
No, that's not true. Because Megadeth is around for like 30 years. And
I know who Megadeth is.
Kevin thinks Dave Mustaine looks like the dude from Nickelback.
Doesn't mean I'm not aware of Megadeth.
Tony?
I thought he looked like the, I can't think of his fucking name, so I ruined my joke.
Fabio?
Ooh, Heath Slater.
I can't believe it's not Nickelback.
So.
fucking delivery was unbelievable. Yeah. The Nickelback.
Get it out now. Get it all out of your systems now.
Holy shitballs.
Before you know it, Kevin will be looking at his phone all night.
Oh, leave Kevin alone. Kevin, oh. Don't throw your phone.
Throw it away, boys.
No.
He just threw his phone.
You got all of me. You got all of me.
Well, before we get into Charlotte Flair's ass,
is it just her ass? That's weird.
No.
Anybody have any interesting stories about their week or their weekend or anything?
I mean, when you ask the question like you're a sixth grader afraid to like fucking go to the chalkboard, like holy shit.
Does anybody have any questions or anything for the class? Anything like that? Anything?
Well, how are we going to say we're going to start with something and then you change the subject before we even start it with it?
Yes.
We started early. It's technically just turning 7 o'clock.
This
now
is the pre-show.
Yeah, well.
I'm Sam Roberts. Peter Rosenberg.
Hey, Sam.
Fuck it.
Yeah, we're happy to be here at Wrestle. Oh, wait. This
puppies!
Is Humble.
Dummy. That, yeah.
That was Jerry the King Lawler.
Ugh.
He's fat!
No, he almost died. He's not fat.
So, wait.
All right, Charlotte.
A lot
asked.
Of fat people almost died, Tony.
For real?
Oh, wow.
Over
that's,
the years?
That's a bad, that's an awful
Holy
way to.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But what he said made no sense. He's like, because he almost died doesn't mean he can't be fat.
Has
you
he
idiot.
Ever made sense?
That's a good point.
Who, me?
If you don't make dollars and you don't make sense.
Who,
Ken Broadway.
Me? Yeah, you. Jesus.
Couldn't be. Then who? Tony ate all the cookies in the fucking cookie jar.
Why, do I look like I did?
No, just their song.
Oh, boy.
It's just the song, Tony.
Thanks for coming, everyone.
That's it.
See you next week from Studio B when we got the Flying Benelli twins.
That's right. Billy and Timmy will be in the house.
JP and Tommy Grayson.
Hey, I'm not a high flyer.
I think it's JP.
That's a Monday show for
Whoa.
You out there that are listening live.
Yeah, we're on summer schedule. Pay attention. Make sure we're not on a Monday on any particular week. And that's it.
Thanks for the PSA, Tony.
All right. Well, it was fun. I'm glad I rushed here from work. I'll
that's
see you
right.
guys next week.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Time has arrived.
All right.
We are broadcasting.
All right. So, since you love to body shame, Tony.
I don't love to body shame.
No, really?
I like to tell it like it is.
That's body shaming.
No, it's one thing to... You have an opinion. You're not telling it like it is.
Yeah.
I'm telling it like it is. My opinion is what counts.
Says who?
Says everybody.
Mm.
I'm fucking Shiny Wizard's
Tony. He does have a fan from Japan, right?
A Japan?
A fan from Japan.
A fan from Japan.
I'm surprised you're not playing. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Listen, it's Mega Powers trolling you.
Hey, guys.
So what's your qualm?
My qualm?
With
That's right.
Charlotte Flair's body.
Well, first of all, I don't understand why ESPN needs to put out a nudie magazine once a year. I have one question. Are there men in this magazine?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Fucking quiz.
It's not. First of all, it's not a nudie magazine.
Yes.
Stupid.
Is she naked?
Yes.
She's covered up.
You don't see any areola or
areola?
Areola.
Areola.
No lips.
Write that down. That's the name of the episode. Areola.
Areola.
No, areola.
That's the Spanish version.
Ole.
Ole.
Areola. Ole. 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 Hola, Charlotte. Hola, Matt Harvey. Didn't Matt Harvey do it once?
Yes, Matt Harvey did it. Gronk did it.
And Saquon Barkley's in this one, I think, and Charlotte, and who else?
The body they found at Janoris Jenkins' house.
Oh, God.
What?
That's a weird little story right there.
Is it a dead body in the magazine?
No.
Yes.
What I miss? I don't know anything about this ESPN being fucking like Playboy.
The
now.
Giants cornerback, Janoris Jenkins, Jackrabbit, there was a dead body found in his house while he was in Florida. Just literally just broke today.
That's wild.
Yeah, so, and then also a correlating story is that someone claiming to be his brother got on a plane last night but had to get off the plane because he was afraid to fly. So, so something weird happened.
Fucking
and he was they said the body was dead of strangulation or suffocation. So, little sketch. But let's not really bury the real lead here that, I know, I'll wait till later.
So this was in ESPN magazine?
Motherfucker.
All right, so... ESPN is a cable network.
Yeah, and right? I said I haven't watched ESPN in a decade, and you laughed at me.
Okay,
so keep
I don't think anyone watches ESPN anymore.
I barely do.
It's hot garbage.
Barely do.
But a couple years ago, to compete with Sports Illustrated,
that's right,
ESPN the magazine came out.
Great.
And then to push the envelope and mm-hmm. do something different.
Outside the old box.
Literally.
Yep.
Charlotte's box.
That's right. Outside Charlotte's box.
They decided to do these body issues where they would highlight the physiques of athletes.
But doesn't the swimsuit issue from Sports Illustrated, isn't that just like fitness models? That's not really like athletes, right?
Yes. No, but this magazine, the body magazine wasn't put out to compete with the swimsuit issue.
It's just something different.
But you just
ESPN said- the magazine was put out to compete with Sports Illustrated.
And that's where the competition ends.
Okay. Let me ask you guys questions. Does Sports Illustrated still give you like the football phone and like the coaster sets with the glasses?
Yes.
They still give you all that free shit.
Yeah, you get the football phone. You plug it into the wall.
Those exact two gifts you just mentioned, they still give away.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
That would be awesome.
And they give away a commemorative patch as well.
Oh,
with a pin that you can sew onto your blazer.
That would be fucking totes McGroats.
And if you re up after a couple of years, football helmet, boom, popcorn bowl.
Yep.
Oh shit.
They still do all that, Tony. All
right, now you're talking. So what does Sports Illustrated bring?
And the Bears just won the Super Bowl. All
right.
The Chicago Bears just won.
Now you've gone too far.
So
so what does ESPN do to counteract these gifts? They just give you, like, naked quarterbacks?
Oh, my God!
No, you can, if you subscribe, you can get extra content on their website, ESPN Insider.
Okay, what does that give you?
If you're into the, if you want to know whose body was at Janoris Jenkins' house and how fast that body was running before it was strangled to death, you can go ESPN Insider. I don't fucking know. I'm not an ESPN Insider.
You seem to know an awful lot about this nudie magazine that they put out, though.
Holy Jesus.
It's nudie
Christ.
Magazine.
All
right,
so, of course, out of all the sexy women in the world, they picked Charlotte Flair. So
nudie magazine
more.
Day.
How did she. Do you know any backstory? Like, how did she get involved in this?
Her agent.
Well, obviously, Kevin, but I mean, was she approached? Were they like, hey, we have this opportunity for you? Like, why Charlotte Flair?
I don't know. Probably rando.
But what do you mean, why not? I could say that about anybody that's in the magazine, you know? I mean, but why Charlotte Flair?
Because I think Charlotte Flair is the bar in terms of women's professional wrestling.
Yeah,
right
so
now.
They pick multiple sports figures from all different sports.
Okay, backtrack. Have they picked wrestlers before Charlotte?
No.
Not guys, not girls.
But ESPN also hasn't had the relationship as tight with WWE as they have over the last year or two.
Fair enough.
So I would imagine, and Charlotte is just an iconic figure now, that if they probably reached out to WWE, WWE probably said, hey, who's interested, whatever. They wanted, maybe Charlotte wanted to do it. Who knows?
But we're down with this, or do we think this is a little strange that ESPN would put together a magazine like this?
They've been doing it for 10 years, Tony.
I understand, but that still begs the question, like, why, though?
Because
it's like an art piece, I guess.
Because all those people that do like those Spartan races and all those crazy fucking Spartan races.
What the fuck is a Spartan race?
Holy Jesus.
And what does that have
Christ.
To do with naked people being in a magazine?
Because there's a whole group.
I can't do this.
There's a whole, it's almost like the wrestling business. Like the wrestling fans, they're like a niche. There's a people who are into muscle and fitness.
They're called Spartans? I don't know. This is why I'm asking. I'm trying to explain this to you.
You've heard of the Spartan races. You've heard of Tough Mudder. You've heard of Tough Mudder, color runs.
Okay. Okay.
All that bullshit. They're all in the same fucking category.
Okay.
Right? Like, we could run one for fun, but then there's people who
run
train.
One for fun.
Yes. There's people, because here's the thing.
I need a fucking drink.
I don't get about the Spartan races.
Another one?
No, this is going to be my only one tonight.
What?
That's right, boys. Here, anyway. Until we get back to the bar.
What the fuck?
All this aggravation and that broke Matt.
So anyone can run in a Spartan race, but there's people who, like, train, like, 6 days a week to get, like, first place.
It's like, their Boston Marathon, basically.
Okay. But what does this have to do with the ESPN nudie magazine?
There are people who are into muscle and fitness, and they like the way people look, and you don't get to see these athletes in these
naked
positions.
Ah.
You don't get to see Gronk naked where he can show off his muscles, or Charlotte Flair naked where she could show off her body.
What are you, a fag?
You want to see Gronk's junk?
He was in the magazine like 2 years ago, dude.
And you fucking bought the issue.
I did not. I've never bought an issue of ESPN in the magazine. I know Matt Harvey was in it like 2 years ago.
Who else?
What about his brother Jeff?
Serena or one of the Williams sisters was in it, I think. So it's like the major athletes. It's like the big stars.
All right, fine.
So if you're intrigued
We're not getting anywhere. So
your boy Odell did it in 2015.
Oh, he's my boy?
You're a Giants fan?
There, look at his sexy chocolate skin. Look at that.
Yeah, great.
Look at that.
Well,
great.
Look at the muscles.
Wonderful.
It's sexual, baby.
He's so happy. He's got to the veins to his pubic area.
Great. Wonder how many fucking white
people. Look at Bryce Harper. He's dirty.
Who?
Bryce Harper. He's nude, swinging a baseball bat.
He's got two bats in that picture.
Look at this.
And what the fuck is that?
That's Sadina Parks. She's a golfer.
That's a she? Yo, Dina. My eyes can't be that bad. That's a dude.
No, that's a female, bro.
Yo, for real, grow your hair in, Serena, whatever.
That's a woman.
All right, that's a woman. I don't know what that was in the picture before that.
Oh, yeah. She's.
We're looking at Serena Deeb right now on ESPN.
These are the Indianapolis Colts offensive linemen.
Great. Three fucking retards pretending they're in the shower. Oh, my God. Really, dude? Really? Really? And Charlotte Flair's like, she's like excited to be part of this?
It's a big deal.
I don't know, dude.
I couldn't care. I don't care about it. Matt probably doesn't care about it. But a lot of people care about it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be around for 10 years.
All right. So these athletes get naked, and ESPN takes these pictures of them, and everybody gets to admire their Spartan-esque bodies. And Charlotte Flair, I mean,
congratulations, Tony. It took you 34 minutes to finally fucking catch up.
All right. Well, you know. Oh, boy.
Opportunity Magazine Day!
Oh, little fella. It's going to be all right. We're going to look at Charlotte in a minute, little fella.
It's my
Really? It's my sciatica? What the fuck you doing over there?
That's a great drop.
So, do we like the Charlotte Flair pictures?
I haven't really seen enough of them to know.
Enough? They were on my fucking Facebook feed all goddamn day today.
Well, that's because you're friends with a bunch of fucking creepy people.
That's right.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, some people were putting up versions where SpongeBob was like kissing her privates and stuff. It was kind of interesting, actually. Made the pictures a lot better to me.
What is your beef with Charlotte Flair?
She's got Rick's ass, dude.
First of all.
She kind of does. All
right, now I have to look.
See? Even Kevin's interested now.
It'd be nice if, you know, everything was worked out.
And she's doing, like, the figure eight, like, posing and stuff. Like, I don't know, man. Whatever. It is what it is. I don't care.
I like the pictures. I think the pictures are good.
But they're no Nia Jax, am I right?
I've never seen a naked Nia Jax picture.
Yeah, I got the hookup if you want to.
Do you really?
I could probably get a hold
just
of them.
Just holler if you hear them.
No.
Yeah, you know, I might even have some on the computer of death here.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Let me see if I can find them.
Dude, have the monitors.
Hey, the pictures are good.
Yeah, they're fine. Like that one. Like, come on, dude. Really?
What?
It's just a weird picture.
It's
she looks like Bray Wyatt, for Christ's sakes. Nothing. Look at the. Come on, dude.
Okay, crickets. Fine. You want to say she looks like Bray Wyatt?
It's the pose. Why does she have to pose? Like, do the pose you always do. We want it to be authentic.
They did. They probably asked her to do a bunch of different poses.
It's a photo shoot.
Who took the pictures?
A fucking photographer.
It wasn't Rick.
All right. I will say. Woo. I will say the one of her like doing like the fucking. Is that the picture you said that she looks like Bray Wyatt?
Yeah.
She's doing the.
That's a little weird.
That's exactly. Thank you, Kevin.
That's a little fuck. That's a little bizarre.
Essentially, she's doing that when she's got someone in the figure eight.
But she doesn't.
Right. All right.
No.
Oh, she's doing a Kenny Omega thing where she's wrestling an invisible person. I got you. That's all right.
Yeah, this is,
when
this
you get up to get a drink, Kevin, you could bring me whatever Mike's Hard Lemonade is, like all five of them.
Okay.
Because I'm going to need them tonight.
Really?
I'm going to stab really? You.
Listen, I get the purpose of it, and I guess it's become kind of an honor in the sports world to be included in it.
But why?
But these are...
See? Even Kevin's on board. He doesn't even like it. No. Look, she did it good for her. She's happy
with
it.
Did you ever see the Seinfeld where there's like... You guys Seinfeld fans?
The Timeless Art of Seduction?
No, where there's... Like, where Jerry had a girlfriend that was just walk around naked all the time.
Yeah.
And then when sometimes she would, like, try to, like, open, like, a jar of pickles. There's good naked. There's good naked and bad naked.
Yes.
I'm not sure if this is good or bad. This is maybe borderline bad naked.
Whoa, we're breaking ground here.
And it's not because she's not attractive. It's not because she doesn't have a good body.
Kevin's in my camp. You are just on an island tonight.
Like, there's her with, like, clothes on, like her attire and stuff, or her workout tap-out gear. She looks good. This is just
not so much.
A little bad naked. A little bad. I'm not saying she's...
I don't know. What do you want? He's looking at me like I'm going to, like, jump
because
across
it's like,
the room.
Because, like, you need an affirmation. Like, oh, my God, this is the greatest thing ever.
No, he never said that.
Matt doesn't give a fuck about anyone else's opinion. Like, not a bad way. I'm saying you don't need people to back your opinion.
No,
if you think they look good, he thinks they look good. I'm not saying they're fucking... Like, I'm not throwing up over here.
She's not a goddess. Don't get it twisted.
All right, thank you.
I'm sure she has... This is just, I don't think these are the most flattering fucking things I've ever seen.
She's the one that...
See, like, look, bikini, perfect, beautiful, love it, that's hot.
Yeah, fine, exactly.
But, ew.
Yeah, they're just weird pictures. Mm. Like, yeah. I don't like looking at, like those, the NFL players jumping in the air with their schwanzes, like, flapping around. Like, I don't want to see that.
You can't see their dicks.
What are they, John Cena? Fuck.
God damn it.
Holy shit.
Oh, don't be jealous, dude. That was a good line. Can't see my dick. Alright, fine. Charlotte Flair, she's naked. Great. Wonderful.
Alright, let's wrap a bow on that.
Yeah, that's it. Put that one in the oven and
I'll say good for her.
I agree.
What? You're making face. I don't see no naked fucking photo shoots for Tony Z.
You want Alexa Bliss naked?
No. What?
Yes.
She's the goddess. Let me see if I still have one here.
What? You save him?
Fuck yeah.
Of course
dude.
He does. He's a fucking
creep. No, wait. Do I? I don't think I do. Maybe I don't. I think I have Paige on here somewhere before she.
Everyone has Paige. Oh,
God.
Paige
why?
Here.
Didn't something sad just happen to her, too?
Someone in her family died.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I thought I saw that. I didn't see who it was, though.
I didn't see who it was either.
Oh.
Check it out.
I'm not going to make fun of that. That's terrible.
Oh, good. At least we know where the line in the sand is for you.
But, dude,
okay with her getting pie-faced, right?
Yes, absolutely. How great is that? That's such
fucking
a,
awful.
That dude, guys, when people back in the day used to get stabbed, shot at, acid thrown on them, bleach squirted in their faces.
That was...
Getting hit with a pie is not the worst thing in the world.
She wasn't hit with a pie,
oh my God.
Stupid.
Was it like a fucking Howdy Doody fucking episode?
Yeah, it was. The guy smacked her with a pie while she was driving away.
No, she did not.
No, he didn't, you fucktard.
Then what happened?
He took his palm
and
pie-faced
her
face.
Oh, there wasn't a food involved? This whole time I thought somebody hit her with like a Three Stooges kind of thing. Oh, that dude, that sucks. That's not
dummy.
Even
dummy. Yeah.
That's not even funny. This whole time, I thought somebody took like a banana cream pie and like gave her one as she was driving away.
Those you idiots!
Oh, man, that story sucks now.
Wow.
Now I feel bad for
what
her.
What are you fucking Jimmy Headlines? You just read the headline?
Yeah, dude. Yes.
And go about your day.
I ain't got time for that.
You ain't got time for that.
So wait, somebody gets hit with a pie. You're all about it. No problem at all.
Because that was funny. To me, that was hilarious. And it was so ironic at the same time.
But now.
But now that I know that somebody like mushed her, dude, that's wrong. That's like that. That's wrong, dude. Like a pie to the face. Shit, I'd take a pie to the face. Who doesn't want a pie to the face?
Not if you're on your way to work and someone comes behind you and puts a pie to your face.
I thought she was leaving.
Either way, if the scenario.
No, if she's leaving.
Hold on!
If she's leaving, who cares?
If the scenario doesn't warrant a pie getting tossed in your face, if you're not expecting it, any time a pie gets thrown in your face is not a good time.
But that makes it funnier, though, because she got the pie in the face.
Like, if you're walking down the street, you just get out of work, you're about to take the subway home, someone runs up and throws a pie in your face, it's funny to everyone else but you.
It depends on who did it.
What if it's a stranger, a knucklehead?
It was
That's
a
assault,
stranger.
Brother. That's assault, brother.
Is that stranger danger?
What the fuck are you looking at?
Alexa Bliss in all her goddess glory.
No, hold on. Let me
really?
See that. I'll take a.
I can't turn it around. But yeah,
what do you mean?
This was because I'm fucking running the software over here, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Is that a real or is that like Photoshop, though?
No, that's real, dude. That's real.
Can you make it bigger?
I'm trying. I'm running 17 pairs of software here.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Oh, look at that. I don't know who it is in the picture. It's
how long ago was that?
This was when the entire leak came out with like Paige and Summer
Rae. Kevin, just get up and look.
Yeah, dude.
I'm trying to find the Paige thing.
No, just take a look.
The pie face? This is much more.
No. Who died in the family?
Oh, this is much more better.
Yeah, this is much more interesting.
I'm going to check out. It's not going to be her, is it? It's going to be something fucking stupid.
No. It's 100% her.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Is that legit? Is that real?
That's what I said.
It's real.
It's still real to me. She looks like she's having a good time.
Hell yeah, she is. It's the goddess, bro.
How does that happen? How do you let that
happen? Well, because these girls are stupid. That's why. It's the thing to do nowadays.
Okay, her uncle.
Oh, that sucks.
All right.
But anyway.
Dude, I really thought that she got,
like hit in the face with a pie, like the three fucking stooges.
Like, one banana cream pie coming up.
You're a fucking dummy.
No, because she's fat and all, you know? That's what I thought.
She's not fat.
Oh, shut your hole.
She's not fat.
No, listen. Now you're just trying to circle back to your being a jerk to her. The fact that the lead here is that you thought somebody threw a pie in her face.
Which is what made it hysterical.
But you're a smart guy for the most part.
Her getting pie-faced by a fan, that's awful. That's terrible. But some dude hitting her in the face with a pie, that's great.
But how did you confuse the two?
They said pie! She got hit with a pie!
There you go. They said pie.
There you go.
That's it.
Paige here.
Oh my god.
Come watch my movie.
Matt, how long are we into the show, Tony? How long?
Like
into the
26
show?
Minutes.
So the official body shaming begins. The official fat shaming begins now.
She's not fat.
I agree with you.
5 years ago, bro. Paige today. Get her picture from WrestleMania when she said Paige here.
Fuck off.
I'm not gonna lie.
Even Kevin knows.
No,
dude.
No,
look at that.
Again, not saying she's fat, but it wasn't. There's a difference between someone not being like and not the most flattering appearances. That wasn't the most flattering appearance.
Paige Hill.
No, well, now that's ridiculous. See, now like you're actually making her into a pig. Like you're giving her the voice, which is totally fucking wrong. Like,
I'm the manager of SmackDown, and someone smacked me in my face with a pie. No, you're not really.
God, Tony.
Lose some weight, fatso. Matt's trying so hard. Oh, there he goes. He was trying so hard.
Wow, we have reached a new low.
27
it's
minutes
been a,
in?
It's been a long time since we've been down this far. we try to class up the joint. We fucking
Paige here. Let me lick this banana cream off my face. Oh wait, that's Brad.
All right. We'll be broadcasting next week's episode from hell. Straight from there.
AKA Studio B. With the flying Dippy Doo brothers.
Oh Jesus Christ.
Good lordy lordy.
Grayson's NEW stars, WrestlePro stars.
Did you say NEW?
Northeast Wrestling.
Did. Like WNEW?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Anthony in the morning. Flying Vanelli's at noon. Holy Jesus. Shit.
So,
yes, we do have to get. We have to move on, Tony.
I'm done. I can't believe. I got nothing else.
I still can't. I'm on Kevin's team with this. I can't believe you thought someone threw a fucking pie in your face. Like she just hit a walk-off home run in a baseball game.
Like someone just started playing Benny Hill music.
No, I pictured her driving up like the ramp to leave whatever arena it was, and she had
that's
the window
your cue to play Benny Hill music.
She had the window open to say goodbye to the fans, like goodbye everybody, good to see you, goodbye everyone, chip cheerio, and then stop eating you fat bitch, smack. Oh, I've got cream in my face again. Bring the NXT title so I can wipe it off.
Is this going to be on Pornhub? Under the BBW section.
You can search celebrity porn or meet beautiful women. How come I wasn't in ESPN magazine? Because the pages aren't big enough. It's not a billboard.
Wait, is that Nia Jax coming in?
I'm not like most girls.
Oh my god. Ooh-wee. Sooey.
Boo! Did you say pie faced or sty faced?
Wee! Here, Ping! Paige here! Wee!
What is wrong with you?
Holy shit. Wait, my favorite part of the song. Here it comes.
I have my... Da, 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 da.
All right, enough of that.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit. We needed that, bro. We needed that.
Did we?
Yeah, we kind of did. Oof, we're going to get hell.
Paige.
Wizardspodcast@gmail.com. Please send your hate mail.
Who's going to give us hell?
Send fat women pics.
Even when Paige gets suspended without pay, she still brings home the bacon. Paige? Oh, no, all right, I'm done. I'm out. I'm tapping out. I'm sorry. That's so bad. I'm going to hell.
Holy cow. You got Don't Go Messing With a Country Boy queued up?
I don't.
Never mind.
I don't. Holy shit.
All right.
Oh, God. All right. God, so
damn.
We're done.
Wait,
are you done?
No,
with Paige?
I got one more.
Condolences to Paige on her uncle passed.
He's fat!
There we go. Okay, I'm done.
All right. She's actually pretty good in her role, though, on SmackDown. I will say that as the GM.
She likes everything on a role, Kevin.
Come on, man.
All right. Ooh, all right, we got that out of our system. We're good.
If I have a ham sandwich,
oh my God,
is that cannibalism? I want bacon and eggs, damn it.
Jesus!
Listen, we don't have to feel bad anymore. Tony ruined it himself.
Stop it!
Fuck it!
Can we move on to more serious matters?
You said something serious.
We're just not going to talk about.
That's it. We're done.
We're not going to talk about the Mastodon in the room.
Oh, is that the serious matter?
Yeah, we're going, man.
Well, from one pig to another.
Oh,
dude, come on.
I'm sorry.
It's died.
No one got,
you
no one
can't
got the
transition
mask
from making fun of Paige to going to Vader, dude. It doesn't.
You guys didn't appreciate the 800 pound Mastodon in the room reference.
I got it.
All right.
Look, we got to bring it down from Paige, dude. Or we're gonna go.
Really?
We're gonna we'll never get anybody again.
This is
we're
like
gonna,
Owen Hart bringing it down.
We're gonna go fucking ham like Paige at a buffet. Jesus Christ.
All right, keep going. Go ahead.
Keep going.
Yeah, Leon White, a.k.a. Vader, a.k.a. Big Van Vader.
Wow,
AKA
you sound like so, like,
don't really care.
Annoyed.
I'm not annoyed. I got, like, phlegm in my throat. I've been laughing so much.
I felt like we could, like, talk a good amount of time about Vader.
We can. We just started, Kev. Relax. It's not
yeah,
like
but you already checking out.
Rest in peace, Vader. All right,
yeah, look, your legs are crossed. He's done.
He's done.
I'm getting comfortable. I'm away from the soundboard. This is comfortable, Tony.
Thank God.
Bickety bam. Well, unfortunately, we spoke to Vader not too long ago, and he was telling us things weren't so great in terms of his health.
Wait, did you not listen to that interview?
He said he was getting better, but was he really? Like, last year he said he had a year to live.
So, when I talked to him before Eddie's birthday show...
Oh, when he was trying to squeeze a couple bucks?
He's trying to make a buck.
I don't blame him.
Wow. He told me he was part of the Rams Super Bowl championship team.
Did you offer him $2?
Is Paige sitting on your kid upstairs?
Upstairs.
But he said he was doing well. He was looking to get booked again. He wanted to start going out on the road, making a couple ducats.
Didn't he just have surgery at that point?
I think he had just started to do physical therapy.
Yeah.
Or
rehab.
Well, that makes sense.
What's he playing, Fortnite?
Probably.
That shit makes them kids crazy as fuck.
You see, like, now he's getting off topic. Not even
well, it's kind of hard to ignore when you hear screams of death coming.
Janoris Jenkins is in your living room.
You don't remember when we first started doing the show how bad he used to scream?
Yeah, because my wife used to scream. Fucking beat the shit out of him. I would scream, too. It's your wife's Portuguese. They don't fuck around.
She's not Portuguese.
No?
She's Spanish.
But it's all the same.
Portuguese? How long have you known my wife?
I don't know. You guys go to Portugal every year.
We go to Spain every year. We just happen to be going to Portugal this year.
Whatever. It's all the same.
Yes, Baza 4 is coming. My fourth annual episode with the B-Man.
Just talk on Skype, but it's different because it's on Baza's time instead of, you know, here.
So make sure you stay tuned. We'll pick a date. It'll be like 5 in the morning.
Awesome.
Yes. Yeah. I'll be sure to not listen.
Yeah.
Like I didn't listen to your Midnight Jury.
No, here we go.
What?
You missed a good show.
I know nothing about politics and am not interested.
Could have learned something.
Would rather stick,
it was not only it was
stick
not
a
only,
thermometer in my pee hole.
It was not only Mike Norenganger, but it was also Justin from Inconclusive Breakdown. It was a little bit of a like a menage going, a triple threat, if you will. And we had a good show.
I don't doubt it. I just have no interest.
Yeah. You can listen to that over at WLWstudios.com. Make sure you check it out. It's politics. It's mostly politics. There's a little bit of wrestling, but not so much. So Vader died.
Yeah, Vader passed. Very, very unfortunate. Very young.
Well, you say very young. I mean, he was in his 60s. And
that's still young. I mean, I guess in a wrestling bubble, that's older.
And don't forget, he was also carrying around how much weight for such a long time. You can't be a guy his size and expect to live to be like 90 years old, you know?
It's like carrying around like 2 pages.
It's each leg.
Oh, boo.
Wah, wah.
All right, that's it. Now I'm done.
Yeah, pretty surreal, though. Kind of sucks, no?
No, of course it does. Anytime we lose somebody that we grew up watching, it sucks. Wow, really?
Nothing? Yeah, no. I mean, it is. I don't know. You know, it fucking sucks. It sucks that we got to talk to him and that he called into the show. And
well, that doesn't suck.
Well, he was...
No, it sucks that, like, that's like...
When he was young in his career, he was simultaneous world champion of, what was it, the CWA in Australia? The UWFI in Japan. And he also held a world title in the States. I forget what company he was with.
It was CWA. Blah, 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 blah.
I thought it was UWFI in Japan as well, wasn't it?
I think you're right.
He was like champion in like
3 times. Something in Germany, maybe?
Maybe that was the CWA. Maybe it wasn't Australia.
I'll tell you right now.
But yeah, dude, and he was like only in the business a couple of years at that point.
The Catch Wrestling Association. He was the heavyweight champion.
There you go.
3 times. He went back and forth with
Otto Vons.
Yes.
Former AWA world champion.
Otto Wands.
Yes.
And then...
There was a UWFI championship as well, but he was also a Triple Crown champion for All Japan. Correct?
UWFI, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a shoot promotion in Japan.
Yeah, but that was really early in his career. That was around the same time.
The UWA.
That was it.
That was in Mexico.
And I'll tell you this much. Before I actually started seeing him on TV, I remember reading about those accomplishments in one of the old After mags. I think it was PWI. So even before he was like a name here, he was making a name all around the world for himself.
Well, yeah, he fucking squashed Inoki.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
I actually heard the whole backstory on that. Apparently, it was supposed to be a tag match. I forget who was on each side, but one of the guys, like I think, stood Inoki up. So the fans were pissed off to begin with that they weren't getting the match that was advertised. And then Vader just goes out and literally, like, Inoki gets nothing for 3.5 minutes and just get fucking eats it.
See, I didn't... I caught up with Vader, obviously, like, when he... WCW, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly, NWA, WCW, stuff like that. And I was thinking about this today, and I know it's so fucking cliche and so done, overdone, but when you think about, like, when we do, like, the whole... Mount Rushmore. We always go WWF, right? You do your WCW Mount Rushmore of guys. You don't want to include Hogan. You don't want to include Savage, guys that made their name in WWF and jumped over. Like, name WCW guys that, like, made their real their U.S. name in that company. Like, Vader's got to be easily in top 4, top 5.
Would you count, like, the original Four Horsemen guys as part of that, or are they more NWA where they made their name?
I wouldn't include... I would include Flair.
Okay.
Just not there. I wouldn't include the other guys.
Okay, no, fair enough. I just wanted to know where you stood on that, on the division, because some people will like look at the WCW, you know, like outside of NWA World Championship Wrestling when it became WCW under Ted Turner as like a new beginning kind of
right.
thing.
Like, so if you're like, I think a better question would be, would I consider Dusty on a WCW Mount Rushmore?
Yes, okay.
Like, I probably wouldn't.
So you would definitely go. You would definitely go Flair and Vader.
I would go like Flair, Vader, Goldberg, Sting. And Sting. Probably.
Goldberg
is a good one too.
That's a good one.
And then I'm thinking. Then you could put Luger like kind of right there if you wanted to.
No, I think you'd have to. I think you'd have to go Sting, Goldberg. Definitely.
No, I agree. But I thought about Luger until I remembered Goldberg. Like Luger would have been my fourth until I remembered Goldberg.
Fair enough.
No, that's a good. That's
and
a good
so that's four. Like pretty fucking good company.
Yeah.
Great company. Vader was huge in WCW. His debut in New Japan was in 1987, and Inoki beat Riki Choshu.
Okay.
Via cheap DQ. Vader came out and power slammed Inoki and beat him in under 3 minutes. And
well, that's what happened that night. Okay.
The place went fucking nuts.
That was the Tokyo Dome? That was
the, no, yeah. That was the Sumo Hall.
The Sumo Hall. They and got they, banned from the Sumo yeah, Hall.
Until early 1989.
That's crazy.
But Vader never held the big gold belt, correct?
No, Vader, well...
He held the international, the WCW world title, the smaller version that Ron Simmons had.
Yeah, but that's the legitimate WCW championship. When they brought back the big gold belt, that became the international championship.
Okay. That's the one that Chono had and Rick Rude had. And
yeah. But then when they merged the belts together with Flair Sting, the gold belt took back over as the centerpiece of the world championship.
I would have loved to see Vader with the big gold belt.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Because he was like a big guy and that was a bigger belt. So like it probably would have looked cooler like on him or over his shoulder than that small little plate because he was such a big guy.
I think it was John Redbeard put up the picture of Vader from, what the hell was that TV show?
Boy Meets World.
Yes. And he had the U.S. belt on. That fucker was crying to stay around.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It was like the side plates are literally like above his hips.
Yeah, I thought about that after he passed away. I was like, man, Vader never got to hold that big gold belt. And I was like,
yeah.
In my head, I'm just thinking of what a cool optic that would have been
yeah.
to see him with that belt.
I think it was cooler, though, that he had the smaller one. Because it's kind of like new big man and technically a new promotion, new beginnings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get it. I enjoyed seeing it at the time. But like looking back and how big of a legacy and how well they treat in their history the big gold belt and how they even brought it back despite people's... You know, ire towards it when Triple H brought it back, or Bischoff brought it back for Triple H.
Ugh, I'm watching that whole era right now.
That's they just handed him the belt. They're yeah. like, here you go.
Well, he did have to beat Ric Flair to keep it, though.
Well, whoop-de-fucking-do.
But I mean, storyline wise, that made the most sense. Unless you actually want no. I mean, that let me rephrase. If you were going to just hand him the belt, having him beat Ric Flair to keep it makes the most sense, just because of the. History, right?
They,
doesn't
they,
it?
They could have had a 4-man tournament.
No, they could have done a whole lot of shit better. That was dog shit what they did. Don't get me wrong, but it was just kind of cool, like to see like the possibility of maybe Ric Flair takes that belt from him in WWF and wears it in WWF. Like I remember thinking that was a possibility at the time.
Yeah.
So,
but that WCW World Title belt, the smaller one. That's a very underrated belt. I like that design.
No, I think it's more of your traditional world title belt.
I really like that design.
They had the globe in the middle. It had the fucking.
I don't think it gets as much love as it deserves. Seriously,
take a look because I don't remember being that big a fan of it. Not because, like I said, it's way more traditional than the big gold belt or the winged eagle belt or the or like the tag team belts that WWF had at the time. Let's see.
Is it
yes.
Is it a bummer that Hogan never put Vader over?
Sure he did.
Not for the championship.
He took the power bomb and he stood straight up. That's put him over.
I think it's a bummer that both Hulk Hogan and Shawn Michaels both didn't really do business with Vader the way they probably should have and could have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cuz Vader
both of
was
them.
Supposed to be
Vader
Sid,
wasn't even
Sid
on the
got Vader spot.
He wasn't even on the pay-per-view named after himself. Like, It's Time didn't even have Vader on it.
When was It's Time?
It was one of the In Your Houses that Vader was supposed to win the championship, and then Sean was, like, doing one of his boo-hoo routines. Was that the... No, it was shortly after that where Vader called himself a big fat piece of shit, wasn't it?
Was that after when he lost the
I just felt sexually not bad at all.
He lost the mask for his mask match to Kane.
He lost his mask to Kane?
Yeah.
Did he leave right after that?
Wait, who lost his mask to Kane?
Vader.
But Vader was seen without his mask before, wasn't he?
Yeah, but they made it like a mask first mask match.
Really shit on the poor guy while he's down.
That
was WWF.
That was when, because Kane, all right, so I remember this kind of time period.
It was Over the Edge, 1998.
Yeah, because Kane and Vader were in like a feud before Kane could get to the Undertaker.
Wait a minute, that's the infamous Over the Edge.
Oh, the Inferno match, was that, and I remember didn't Vader make an appearance during their Inferno match, and Undertaker had to like do like a dive on both of them, or something like that?
I remember him doing a dive just to get over the fire.
Because Kane beat him, and then Vader made an appearance in that match.
Wait, Kane won that match?
No. Undertaker won that match. Because Kane's arm
got set on fire. Yeah. Fucking.
But I think Vader made an appearance in that match. Because Bruce Pritchard just did an Over the Edge 98 show. And I think that's where I'm pulling this from.
Wait, did he really? How come I don't remember this? Was this on the network?
I could be wrong, but I know Vader and Kane had like a feud, and Vader made an appearance in an Undertaker Kane match.
Fuck, I don't remember.
And I'm guessing,
any of this
I'm thinking it's the Inferno match because I think that.
Okay, the Undertaker Inferno match was Unforgiven the month before.
Okay.
Okay, where Kane fought the Undertaker, and yes, Vader did interfere.
Because he had been out of action for a while, and then he just came back, and it was a kind of like a surprise to try to, I guess, make it easier for Undertaker to go over or something, maybe?
Undertaker sidestepped Kane and threw him over the top ropes. Kane didn't catch on fire. Kane tried to leave. Vader came out from the back, and he fought Kane back towards the ring. That's when Taker went over the top ropes with the suicide dive.
Gotcha. There it is.
And Jimmy Snuka's kid was there to break his fall. Well, maybe not.
So that's where that, and eventually it led to a mask versus mask match.
Vader beat up Gorilla Monsoon on Raw.
That was an awesome debut.
His debut was in the Rumble, correct?
And then the next night on Raw,
he beat up the Monsoon.
No, well, he was beating up a jobber, and he won
Monsoon
the match.
Monsoon tried to
Monsoon reversed the decision on him. And he was getting in Monsoon's face, and Monsoon actually gave him a few shots, I think.
And then that's when Slaughter became the commissioner after that, yes. Down the road, I think.
So anyway, yeah, so apparently Vader had to have surgery at that point for something that was bothering him, so it was twofold.
He
attacked Monsoon, going out like a badass, and then he got suspended for 30 days. Is that a bad deal?
Yeah, and then he faced Yokozuna at WrestleMania 12.
And that was when Yokozuna started talking again, right?
Right, and then they turned it into a six-man with Vader, Owen, and Bulldog against Yoko, Ahmed Johnson, and Jake. And if Yoko's team won, he would get 5 minutes alone with Cornette.
And they lost because Vader pinned Jake, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Shit. My brother texted me about Vader. And he was like, I always remember that pay-per-view when Vader lost and he got out of the ring. He goes, I'm a big, fat piece of shit.
Yeah, and apparently he butchered that whole thing, too. He was supposed to come across, like, quite differently in his delivery. At least that's according to Mr. Bruce Pritchard on the subject. But it was still kind of sad that they would book him like that, you know? Like, this big guy just fucking crying like he sucks, you know what I'm saying?
So it was that, it was the Over the Edge mask versus mask match. He goes, I made the biggest mistake of my life. Maybe Vader time is over. Yeah. I'm a piece of shit. A big fat piece of shit.
Now was that was the Owen Hart fall, right? That was Over the Edge 98?
Yeah. I think, no, Owen was 99.
Oh, really? Okay.
Right? Thank you, Kevin.
I'm not
99, Kemper Arena.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah,
May 23rd, 1999. And also, Matt, I heard you say, wasn't WrestleMania 12 a six-man? Wasn't it Vader, Ahmed Johnson, and Jake the Snake versus Owen, Vader, yes. And Bulldog?
Yes, we covered that.
Oh, I thought you said that it was just Vader over Yoko.
It was supposed to be a singles match, and then turned it into a six-man, with the stipulation being if Yoko won, he got 5 minutes alone.
Well, because I think Yoko was 1,000 pounds at that point. They really didn't have much faith in him getting healthy. He was cut not long after that.
Ooh, Vader?
No, Yoko.
Yeah. Well, Vader didn't stick around after he lost his mask match.
What did he do after that?
He came back with Goldust and tried to beat up Batista, and he fell on his ass.
Well, he did a little All Japan and Pro Wrestling Noah.
Oh, that was when he ran the tag belts with Bam Bam, wasn't it?
No, him and Stan Hansen.
Really?
In 98?
Yeah.
When was he champs with Bam Bam?
Before that.
Because that's a fucking hell of a team.
Let's see.
Two big, bad motherfuckers.
Arguably two of the best big men ever. Two most agile big men ever. I don't think anyone's going to argue that.
I still think it's a shame. I don't think Bam Bam got the kind of career that he deserved for the conditioning that he was in.
He had a good run.
Big, bad, and dangerous, 1992.
That's no, what I'm not going to be your partner. I'm going to be your savior.
And they had the titles until they lost them to the Steiner brothers.
Hmm.
Oh, they held the titles for about 3 months, March of 92 to June of 92.
Was that around the time that WCW was having the tag tournaments with the NWA and WCW belts? Was that when Miracle Violence Connection took on the Steiners in the second round?
That's Gordy and Death Williams.
Yeah, and Dr. Right. Death, yeah.
I don't know.
You don't remember that? I think they were the...
No, I remember. Yeah, I just don't know when it was.
Was it a battle with Starcade, maybe?
It was part of the World Tag Title Tournament to crown NWA champions, and maybe Doc and Gordy were already the WCW tag champs, and the Steiners were the IWGP champs, something like that.
I don't know, man.
Dude, it's
all a blur.
Da 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 da. Great American Bash 92.
Yes, it was around that time.
Gordy and Williams ended up beating Dustin Rhodes and Barry Windham in the final.
Yes, but before that,
and they beat Nikita Koloff and Ricky Steamboat in the second round. And there was another. Hold on.
Well, there you go. You got the brackets there. Look at that.
Yeah, they beat two fucking jobbers. Then they beat.
Wait, who were the jobbers?
Larry O'Day and Jeff O'Day.
Oh, I think they were the team from Ireland, maybe?
Australia,
there you go. Look for the Malenkos. The Malenkos are in that tournament, too.
I watched this the other night.
How do you have time to watch all this
I put
shit?
It on before I go to sleep.
And then you
Beach Blast. No. Beach yeah, Blast. Beach Blast. Beach Blast 92. No, that's not it. It had to be a Clash of the Champions.
That's not it.
Because it says... the Miracle Violence Connection beat the Steiner Brothers in the quarterfinals at a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
It wasn't Beach Blast. Was it Wrestle War?
You sure it was a pay-per-view and it wasn't a Clash of the Champions? Sorry.
I'm not sure.
Someone's ringing the bell.
Somebody's knocking at the door. Let's see. If I'll find... Now this is going to bother me, so I got to look this up.
Do me a favor.
Open the door.
Let him in.
You guys want to hear something funny?
What's that?
Shinsuke Nakamura was supposed to fight Jeff Hardy tonight on SmackDown.
Right.
Nakamura was pulled from the match due to injury.
Uh-oh.
And then, and asking around, we were told there was an incident where Nakamura was bitten by a dog. And WWE would not clear him to perform.
You sure it wasn't Paige looking for dinner?
You're a fucking...
I'm so hungry. I want Chinese food.
She was feeling sushi. Okay, sushi would have been the...
No, I was going to play the racist joke up, and then you kind of just kept going with sushi.
Gotcha. So there's that.
I want some sushi!
But I digress. I just thought that was funny. He was bitten by a dog. Nuts.
What happened now?
Well, here we go. Clash of the Champions 14. That's where we are.
Okay, do tell.
The fuck my ass. That's not it.
I saw Terry Gordy on there.
It's the first round, though. When is the second round? Hold on.
Look at the bottom. It should have the next pay-per-view in chronological
order. It has the next Clash of the Champions.
It's not on there?
No. And it's not.
I thought fucking what's his name gave it away for free on TV.
Super Invader, Nicholas. See, this tournament bracket says Steamboat and Koloff beat Juice and Thunder Liger and Brian Pillman.
I remember that.
Wasn't Lex Luger and Sting a team in this as well?
Sting.
Or is that something different? Because I remember watching something recently.
That might have been a Jim Crockett Cup.
Yeah, that probably was Crockett Cup. Someone out there, because it's not showing up on here.
Prince of Pro, do your thing.
Pro, we love you, brother. Get on that shit.
It could just be the Wikipedia page as well.
Great. All right, we're going to take a break.
Really?
Yeah, come on, dude. We're killing time over here. Do your research. Go take a piss.
We're talking about Vader.
Yeah, we're talking about Vader. That's why we're looking up the Miracle of Violence connection, taking on the Steiner brothers.
Look, anytime you talk about Doc and Gordy, it's not a bad thing.
Doc and Gordy.
Right?
I got a picture with Gordy from outside the ECW arena.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Didn't want anything to do with me, but he just took a picture with me to get rid of me.
Does that work for everybody?
He was waiting. No, he was waiting outside.
Is that all it takes to get rid of you?
He was the surprise guest. I forgot who he worked that night, but he was outside the main doors of the arena, and my cousin and I happened to be sitting there. So I ran out and I took a quick picture with him, and he was like, "Yeah, I'll take a picture." But he was getting ready to hit the ring as a surprise.
That's always pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it was cool.
I love being a fan.
My cousin's got a great picture with New Jack. Had that shit framed for like a decade.
Well, I have a picture of New Jack. From when I went to the first ECW house show I went to.
Where was it?
Trenton.
Oh, you went to Trenton? I went to Elizabeth.
The CYO Center.
Ooh, how was that place?
It was cool. It was the night after Perry Saturn blew his knee out at the arena.
When did he blow his knee out? In a cage match?
I want to say it was a tag match.
Because I remember that crazy son of a bitch jumped off the high incident scaffolding with the leg brace on. Do you remember that? Were you there for that show?
I wasn't there for that.
That was fucking sick. With the stacks of table. Like, literally, the scaffolding was like 5 feet from the ceiling. So you have like Tommy Dreamer and Brian Lee got up on this little... Dude, to call it a scaffolding is fucking is like bullshit. It was like a 6 foot plank of wood. And Dreamer just kept punching him. And finally, he just fell. And he fell through all the stacks of tables. It was crazy.
I stand corrected. He tore his ACL at that show. That I was at in Trenton, May 31st, 1997.
It's all your fault.
And we got there mad early.
Is that the infamous show where your father pissed
on? No, that was in Elizabeth.
Okay, so you were at that same show?
Maybe.
Was it the FBI defending the tag belts against somebody?
Dude, I don't know.
I remember the FBI had the belts and they walked away champs. I don't remember who they wrestled. It might have been Nova and Chetty.
We got to...
What are you checking your time?
Someone just texted me, dickhead.
On your phone?
On your watch? I get it on my watch.
Oh, Fancy Man's got an iWatch, huh?
No, it's a Fitbit. I can't respond.
Fancy Man's got a Fitbit, huh?
So we got to the show mad early and we parked in the parking
lot. Get off your phone!
Where the wrestlers. We parked in the parking lot where the wrestlers parked. So we, unbeknownst to us, became the gatekeepers. So we wouldn't let anyone else park there.
Are you sure you guys weren't who the FBI beat for the tag team titles?
No, we did not.
All right, be honest.
How
many guys pulled up like stoned or drunk?
Oh, God, probably all of them. I got a picture with New Jack. I got a picture with the Sandman unloading from his car. So
go back to your response. You were the gatekeepers. What ended up being your responsibility as the gatekeepers?
We wouldn't let anyone in the parking lot except for the talent.
Mm.
Like there was a chain. And we clipped it and unclipped it to let people in. It was pretty cool, actually.
Wow. I would have loved that as a
because we were there fan. So far. I don't know why Donnie Friggins made us get there so fucking early.
We wanted
early.
To beat the traffic.
Oh, we beat the traffic and then some.
Wait, wasn't Donnie the one that drove to D.C. to go catch a WCW
made that traffic
pay-per-view?
The bitch.
And like he didn't get there for like 3 hours and you guys missed the show?
No. We drove to Starcade 97.
Okay.
And Donnie and Pete didn't come with us. And they got like an hour away, and then they said "fuck it," and then they turned around and just went home.
How close? Like, what time was it when they were an hour away?
It was probably. I think the pay per view had already started.
Oh yeah, well, stupid. And Starcade was
dummies.
That was Sting Hogan, wasn't it?
Yep,
of course.
Fucking dummies.
We missed.
No, they didn't really miss a lot because that match was
still history.
Yeah,
it is.
Fast count, brother.
What else?
So wait, you were the gate. I'm still intrigued by this gatekeeper story.
Yeah.
So like, was there anyone that you weren't sure of that like tried to come in and like that may have been, like Mass Transit, did he like try to come in?
No, we were pretty like
knowledgeable.
Like ECW nerd. Like I was an ECW mark like to the max. I like
so like Chris Chetty doesn't show up and you're like, sorry, you're not a worker.
Chris Chetty doesn't show up or he does?
No, he shows up and you're like, you didn't know who he was and you're like, sorry, bro, can't get
no, him. We didn't turn any, we turned away fans.
But what if like
someone said they were a wrestler? We let him in, but nobody was, you got to remember, it's 1997, like the internet's in its infancy. Like people don't know how this works. We were there so early, we just parked there.
So like, you had no idea that, yeah.
We didn't know. Who, and then like,
who tricked you into that job?
Nobody tricked us. We got there so early. We parked the car and we walked across the street to get like a quick check to get like subs or some bullshit. And we came back and someone had put up a chain. And we're like, are we allowed to park there? And they're like, yeah, you're fine. But anyone else that comes in is a wrestler.
So who was that person?
I don't know who that person was.
It was Paul Heyman.
It was not Paul Heyman.
Excuse me, young man.
I do know.
You guys look like you need something to do.
I that
was
do know.
Gilbert, it was Gilbert Gottfried, actually. You guys look like you need.
How would you like to do the parking lot for all the wrestlers?
I'm performing and opening up for these ECW extremists.
You must make sure the wrestlers have ample parking so they can enter the arena.
I do know it was a shouting match with Judge Jeff Jones.
Oh, you weren't letting him in?
Guilty.
No. In Elizabeth, where my father went like fucking ballistic because he dropped us all. Because we were supposed, Eddie was supposed to drive us to an ECW show. So I got all my like on the fence wrestling fans from school, like all three of them, to come to my house and we were all going to go. And then Eddie bailed. So then we had like.
Big, was he working WrestlePro that night?
Yeah, and it's fucking infancy. And then we had like
all reliable.
All like there was like five or six of us at my house. And my father was like, I'll take you. And he literally took us, walked in with us, and then was like, fuck this, I'm going to a bar.
He said, wait a minute, finished his beer and he said, all right, kids, let's go.
And then afterwards we were outside and Judge Jeff Jones was there and he was a heel and we were fucking yelling and screaming at him. So he was like got back in our faces like a heel does. And then my father like went fucking nuts.
Hey, like, jerk off.
Because he thought like this dude was going to attack me.
You're going to attack some kids?
And then once it got broken up, then my father pissed on Rob Van Dam's Winnebago.
Did we ever tell Rob that? Did you ever tell Rob that story?
No. I wanted to, and I feel like somebody told me I shouldn't.
Maybe then we should. Now you should. If you ever have him back on.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
he probably remembers. He might not remember.
He probably doesn't remember.
Yeah, he smokes a lot of that.
Who would remember their story more? Rob Van Dam, were your father pissing on the Winnebago, or Eric Bischoff remembering your fucking pickup line at the bar?
Well, we already tried that, and then he didn't remember that.
Fuck you.
Hey, you didn't tell the story. Dipshit on
no,
the couch.
No, but it was my, right. I was at a bar next to Eric Bischoff, and I just
hey,
was,
guys. Was, remember the fucking walking, whatever the hell.
It was a valiant
you,
effort.
Okay?
What
it?
The Wonder Years, you asshole.
Let me ask you a question. We've been to Legends a couple times.
Yes.
We went down with this shit dick last time.
Hey.
You approached Ricky Steamboat and tried to give him a t-shirt. He said no. I drunkenly tried to talk to Eric Bischoff.
All right, here we go. I know where this is going.
What did you do? What have you done?
I fought with Steve Lombardi, who was trying to convince us that he was the god of the internet.
I was there for that.
I don't remember that at all.
Nope. You made fun of a retarded kid who came by our table, so that was nice.
I didn't make fun of him. I cut the microphone.
Fuck
when
you.
He was trying to give us plugs.
You did. You were making fun of him because you're a fucking dirty piece of shit.
Dude, that guy's been on Sirius XM on part of the Howard Stern shows, so he's not that fucking retarded.
Yeah. It's not really. Right, I'm drinking endorsement.
You don't look at me like
so
that.
So what have you done?
What have I done?
Yeah, we bought Lombardi a pitcher of beer. You didn't have anything to do with that.
I didn't?
No, you probably had to call and put your fucking kid to bed or something goofy like that.
Well, my wife was pissed at me. What else is new?
Oh, Jesus.
You knew that.
Whoa!
I'm just saying.
Steve Lombardi!
If another Legends happens...
It's on me?
You gotta make a move, man.
You want me to go pick up on somebody?
Yeah, just, you know, you got a weird way of talking to people.
Hey.
You should do Legends in October.
Axel Duggan.
Yeah, I would like to.
You know what I would like?
What's that?
Some fucking Shining Wizards t-shirts.
All right. Ooh. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/ShiningWizards.
Get your Uncle Matt shirts now available.
Yeah, buddy.
They're selling like hotcakes. Want to take a break?
Sure. Let's take a break. You got new commercial block?
Break time. Ooh.
Well, it's the old commercials, just missing a few of them nowadays.
All right. Well, Gino, Dipsy, when you decide to do a show, you'll be back on the network.
And we'll be back after this.
Here's your chance to get some great merchandise and support the people that support us, the Shining Wizards. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and click on your country's banner. Shop as usual, pay great low prices, and a portion of your purchase will support us. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried fresh food, easy to prepare, and absolutely delicious, go to shiningwizards.com and click on the Blue Apron banner to save $30 off your first order. If you like wrestling videos, visit shiningwizards.com and click on the IVP videos banner. Shop as usual, pay great low prices, and once again, a portion of your purchase will support the show. If you like great wrestling t-shirts designed for all of us, visit Collar and Elbow at collarandelbowbrand.com, where wrestling fashion meets street passion. Use the code WIZARDS at checkout and save 10% off your order. For all your lucha gear needs, visit luchashop.com. Once again, use the code WIZARDS at checkout to save 10%. The High Spots Wrestling Network offers over 2,000 hours of video content every month. Go to highspotswrestlingnetwork.com and use the code WIZARDS at checkout for your first month free. If you're interested in great lucha crates, visit our friends at luchaloot.com. Use the code WIZARDS at checkout and save 10% off your first crate. If you want wrestling shirts from today's brightest and biggest stars, visit Bottom Line Merch at bottomlinemerch.com. Zubaz. If you're not wearing Zubaz, you're just wearing pants. Visit them at zubaz.com and don't forget to check out their lucha masks. If you're interested in starting a podcast, doing some designs for social media, or anything else that requires some technical savvy, visit our friend Brian Thompson at gauntletcreative.com. Support those who support us, the Shining Wizards.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at InconclusivePod or Facebook.com/InconclusiveBreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message.
Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew.
Because we're up all night.
Too sweet. No, it's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B Plus Player Radio Network.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Owen Hart, thinking of Owen Hart, thinking how he fell so far, and he hit so hard. Bad idea from the start. Yeah, we miss you, Owen Hart.
All right. It's time to throw out some plugs and support the people that support us. Start with our friends at WrestlePro, WrestlePROonline.com. July 6th, the 4th of July weekend, is not complete without a little bit of the WrestlePro wrestling. LAX takes on The Breakfast Club. Nikos Rikos takes on Falaba. Recently signed to Ring of Honor, LSG takes on Habib. Job Security challenges the Heavenly Bodies. Next week's guests, the Amazing Graysons, take on the Beach Bums and much more. If can't make it on the 6th, fear not. July 13th, Freedom Fest at the Mercer County Park, 1638 Old Trenton Road in West Windsor, New Jersey. KM, Falaba, Pat Buck, Danny Moth, Bear Bronson in a cage.
Ooh.
In a cage. These men cannot be contained. If you saw them tear each other apart at the last WrestlePro show, you know this is not a match you want to miss. Plus, the second annual Freedom Feast Battle Royal. Check out WrestlePro, WrestlePROonline.com.
Did someone say Freedom Feast?
Freedom Fest. I'm a fucking idiot.
I'm so hungry.
Creative Pro Wrestling, CreativeProWrestling.com. August 5th. Jesus Christ. August 5th is their next event at the Create a Pro Wrestling Academy, 95 Engineers Drive, Hicksville, New York. Go to CreativeProWrestling.com for all your information. Smash Wrestling, Smash-Wrestling.com. Check out all their upcoming events. Sadly, I have the event that just took place this past weekend, so my apologies. Standalone Wrestling, standalonewrestling.com, Boardwalk Beatdown, Saturday, August 25th, the Claridge Hotel, Boardwalk and Park Place, Atlantic City, New Jersey. Sting.
Those are Goldberg, my favorite properties on
the Bullet Club. Right. They're all going to be there signing.
Holy shit!
All day. Plus, Brian Cage is there. They just keep announcing people. Matt Riddle is going to be at the High Spot podcast table. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Joey Janela, I'm pretty sure he's there. So go to standalonewrestling.com. They got the show in the afternoon, and then there's a wrestling show at night. The convention in the afternoon, excuse me, and a wrestling show at night. And you're in Atlantic City, so it's worth checking out because they're trying to revamp Atlantic City. On Point Wrestling, openwrestling.com. Check them out for the upcoming events. House of Glory, HOGWrestling.net. Friday, August 17th, they present High Intensity 7 at the New York City Arena in Jamaica, New York. Enzo's in the house. Austin Aries is in the house. The Hog World Championship is on the line in a no-roast match as Amazing Red defends against one, above all, Anthony Gungone. And so much more. Go to HOGWrestling.net. Pro Wrestling Magic, WrestlingIsMagic.com. Their season is over. They will be back in September. Follow them on Twitter, Pro Wrestling Magic. WrestlingIsMagic.com is the website. All information pertaining to when they start up again in August, September. Battle Club Pro, BattleClubPro.com, July 21st, Bash in the Bronx.
Burger!
345, Brook Ave, Bronx, New York. Battle Club Pro returns to where it all started. LAX is in the house. They're taking on Strong Style brand, JT Dunn and Austin Theory, Jimmy Havoc, Jordan Grace, Mia Yim, Darius Carter, Matt McIntosh, Anthony Bones, the Ugly Ducklings, and more! Get over to BattleClubPro.com. Buy your tickets, bitches. Capital Wrestling, CapitalWrestling.com. Terreno de Nada, July 14th, 301 Garden Street, Hoboken, New Jersey. Sonny Kith, Anthony Gungo, Matt McIntosh take on Darius Carter, Paul Jordan, and the Memphis Mofo. Plus, Isaiah Wolf takes on Jeff Cannonball, Timmy Danger.
What?
That's a real person.
Who?
Takes on Jay George, and much more. Go to CapitalWrestling.com. Wrestling has a tomorrow.
What?
What? 6th, July 8th at the Fett Music Hall, Providence, Rhode Island. AR Fox, Sammy Callahan, Rachel Ellering, Austin Theory, and making his debut, PCO.
What?
This is not an event you want to miss.
I still wanted to say Richards.
No, not PC Richards. Go to WrestlingHasATomorrow.com for all your information. And of course, our friend Kevin Gill. He'll be in the area Saturday, August 18th for the Rocks Off Wrestling Boat. Go to rocksoff.com. What he's doing is he's having a boat. And you're going to be able to go on this boat and you're going to have food and drink. And then on the top of the boat, there's going to be wrestling.
I'm a little nervous about that.
Joey Janela, Matt Stryker, Tommy Dreamer, and many more. Kevin Gill, of course, who will be in the area. Rocksoff.com for all your information. And those are the plugs this week. I think I plugged everything properly.
Good. Good job.
All right.
Way to go.
A little rainbow stargazer in the background. I've been listening to a lot of Rainbow lately.
Feeling pride for Gay Pride Month?
Yes.
There you go.
And I like Dio. I like Dio a lot. So.
Holy Diver.
Holy Diver. Rest in peace, Holy Diver.
I'm surprised no promotion in Japan ever thought to have like a battle royal on like a yacht or a ship where you go like to eliminate somebody, you throw them in the water.
Okada and...
No way, for real?
Minoru Suzuki just had like a 30-minute match in the pouring rain outside.
Well, it's kind of not the same, but...
I'm sorry. You've been in a fucking wrestling ring. Is it not important that it's a dry
terrain? Of course it is. Have you ever seen the Puerto Rican downpour from Puerto Rico where Hogan fought Big John Studd for the title?
No.
Oh, it's fucking great. Pull that shit up. Go WWF Puerto Rican downpour. Hogan Studd.
Hmm. Like, Hogan gives him an atomic. I'm not going to watch it now.
Oh, it's fucking great. It's like 3 minutes. When it starts pouring, they just bailed on the match.
Of course, it's terribly dangerous to be in a wet wrestling ring, no?
Fucking great. Just watching all the umbrellas.
I would imagine.
The crowd. Yeah, well, you know, that's why they put big fucking awnings and canopies and shit over the rings nowadays.
Yeah, but they didn't do that.
Because they're dummies.
Excuse me?
They're dummies.
Who's dummies?
Everybody.
Dummy, yeah. Dummy, yeah.
Your boy signed a multi-year deal with Impact.
I'm kind of disappointed.
Why?
I was hoping he was going to go to the E.
Do you watch NXT?
No.
All right.
No, I didn't mean NXT. I meant WWE. Well,
that's where he would have gone.
It's fucking terrible.
Why?
It was terrible.
Why? Hold on.
I forget who it was, but it made a lot of sense to me. It was somebody who was talking about NXT, and it's like, why would you... Oh, it was Cody. It was fucking Cody. And they were talking about people from WWE checking out some of the talent that's going to be at All In, thinking if they were going to be signed. And he said, yeah, I guess if you want to get paid to go back to wrestling school, which is fucking, like, it makes so much sense.
But
they sign a lot of these guys, and they're pretty much telling them you got to go back to school to fucking learn your craft.
Well, I mean, yeah.
But I mean, you're okay
I'm sure they didn't do that with guys like EC3 or like Drew McIntyre or like...
they're doing it with Gargano and Ciampa.
I'm sure Ciampa and Gargano were doing just fine. I'm sure they did when they first came back.
I can see Tony's point.
Right?
I can too, but like, you essentially are going back to school. You essentially are working your way into something completely new and a different style and a different way of working, where okay, at some point you will earn a better living in the future.
Okay, but that's the point.
Maybe.
That's the point, though. Back in the territory systems, everybody learned things a little differently depending on where you came up around the country. And you got to tour around and learn different styles from other promotions.
Well, I mean, just because I get a degree from college doesn't mean I'm going to have a million-dollar job or I'm going to make a lot of money. It's the chance. They're going back to school to learn away for the hope that one day they'll be making a lot of money on the main roster.
Do you think they're earning a master's degree in wrestling, or do you think they're just earning another bachelor's degree?
I think they have a good job.
That's not the question, though.
But I mean, I don't know. They're not Gargano and Ciampa. Maybe then were probably brought in and with maybe hopes to like, to do the main roster, but now I think they found their solid place and they have a good, solid living. And I think they're okay. I mean, would they want to probably main event WrestleMania? Yeah. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, say, like a guy like MJF gets signed tomorrow.
They're going to send him back to school.
Exactly. And I think he would be okay with that, with hoping that the one day he'll be able to make
a
better future for
himself.
But
how long has MJF been in the business? 3 years at this point? Maybe.
Okay, that was just an example.
But not everyone that goes back to school, aka NXT, graduates. Some people choose to go elsewhere. Sami Callihan is a perfect example of he was there and just, I mean, I don't know the details. I haven't watched the shoot interviews or anything like that, but it just wasn't working for him. And it's someone like Hideo Itami. Like, he came in with all the flair in the world. Him and Finn Balor, we're gonna tear it up. And now the only thing he's essentially good for is whatever new relationship WWE and Pro Wrestling Noah have, because Itami's going back to Pro Wrestling Noah.
But I think Itami was probably in that same boat as a guy like Finn, or like who I'm sure at the time Finn was probably not rewarded, but paid more than a guy like, I don't know, like fucking Montez Ford or like Tucker Knight or like one of these guys.
I don't know who those are.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, WWE would have to make it worth his while to leave the money he was making then. I'm sure that he was paid handsomely to come in. Like, even
sure,
like Shinsuke.
You have to look at it like, you're getting, I don't think they're making hand over fist.
No, I don't.
But you're getting that exposure. And in an instance where you go and you don't graduate NXT, you can go back to the independents and now you are a superstar.
But it's not even so much that I'm talking about NXT. I'm talking more about like going through like their training program.
But that's just you've heard about it for years, forever. There's the wrestling way where you do the territories, and then there's the WWE way.
And you got to remember, a lot of these younger guys that may have been around the business for a while may have never ever been on TV. So you have to relearn that. You have to relearn all that stuff, and you have to, I mean, maybe not relearn, but learn that in addition to, you know, WWE's rings or may not be like, you know, it's there's a lot of things that I would get if you were a young kid who Leo Rush. Leo Rush is probably went to NXT and he probably had to go back to school.
Yeah, but Leo Rush hasn't been in the business all that long either.
No, but he's been.
That's the point. Like, we're talking about two different groups of talent here. Like, we're talking, like, I don't think the guys like Finn, Shinsuke, McIntyre.
Who was the other guy you mentioned? Itami?
Itami.
Wasn't he hurt a lot?
Yes.
But I'm saying when he signed, I'm sure they signed him for a good deal. Otherwise, why come in? So, and then you had the guys like Leo Rush, like, God, I don't even know who else would be in that group.
Velveteen, Ricochet.
Velveteen. I think Ricochet probably made a little bit more. But like Velveteen, indie guy, not a whole lot of exposure, tough enough, that was it.
I don't think Ricochet is making more now than when he was
He might not be, but I think he's making a lot more than I could say like a guy like Leo Rush or a guy like Velveteen or a guy like Montez Ford or Street Profits.
But a guy like Ricochet who's been around for a long time, he has to go back and like do the whole performance center like training.
Yes, because there's the WWE way.
I mean, I'm sure he'll have to go and just. I don't think he's not like a new signee. Like say like if Max Caster gets signed, he's going down for a tryout.
Well, that makes sense because Max Caster's been in the business what?
But you keep bringing that up, but that's why.
You have to everybody who gets signed, or has been signed to the WWE in the last couple of years. With the exception of AJ Styles, goes through NXT. Joe, Nakamura, Finn, Chris Hero's back down there again. McIntyre came back after he left.
Yeah.
Everyone goes through NXT because you have to be reacquainted to the way the WWE does stuff. The way they work their TVs, the time cues. It's not like an independent wrestling show that's streaming, which is great. But they don't play to the hard camera. They don't have to worry about time cues.
Yeah, and I'm not saying this with any actual like knowledge of anything. I'm just going what I think is the case where like they're going there and NXT is such a big brand amongst itself now that I mean, I get Cody's point and it's a fair one for guys who may have been around but haven't reached the level of success of a Ricochet or a you know, like, or Kevin Owens or EC3. But EC3 was, even though he was in Impact, he's probably not making super money, but I think he makes more than like Leo Rush. Even though now Leo Rush is going to be on the main roster.
Kenny Omega comes in. He's going to NXT.
No, he falls in the AJ category.
Who is on the border?
Like Mexico and the US? What border?
Who's on the border between NXT and going right to
WWE? I think it all depends on where they think. Like, just because you get signed to NXT, like, look at Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre came back to NXT. I mean, I don't think there was a doubt in anyone's mind that one. I mean, the two aren't mutually exclusive. You know what I mean? You're getting signed to WWE.
I'm not saying this to be a dick, but what did Drew McIntyre do before he came back to NXT?
He was a fucking.
He was a draw everywhere. Evolve champion.
Impact champion.
But you're not going to put that on the level of a Kenny Omega.
No, look, in my opinion, Kenny Omega is the only independent contractor out there, him and the Bucks, who don't go to NXT.
But Cody, it's just weird because Cody makes a great point that it's like you have to just go there to like be taught how to wrestle.
I think you're making it too like. Oh, it's so fucking
you're putting
hurt.
Too much thought into
too
it.
Too much thought into it, and you're making it too matter of fact. Like, you're taking it too literally.
Like, your boy Eli Drake, he doesn't sign with Impact. He signs WWE, and they put him on the main roster. And now he's doing jobs on main event.
But why?
All right, how about this?
They didn't have room from an NXT.
Another example, Mike Kanellis.
That's exactly what I was thinking about.
He signed, I mean, I was on record saying this before. I think a lot of the reason they brought him in was because he was attached to Maria, and it was the angle, and it was the gimmick.
Well, of course, yeah.
So if it was Mike Kanellis solo, he would probably be in NXT. And that's not a bad thing. Samoa Joe was arguably the biggest star at the time. He went to NXT, but I guarantee you he had to have been making decent enough money. And remember, he wasn't even signed full-time at first. Remember, his contract was actually the first of its kind where he was still allowed to take bookings while working NXT.
Which is probably why they put him in NXT and not on WWE.
Right, well, that's obvious now, but I actually forgot about that part of the deal.
Yeah, I kind of forgot that myself.
So it's not like Joe was just signed to NXT like right off the bat. He signed and was still able to do other things. And then once they said that you could keep whatever your name, this and that, they signed him full-time, and then he eventually is where he is. That's the whole purpose of NXT, for the most part.
It's really a shame they're not doing more with him. Now that we
who?
Samoa Joe. What's he doing now?
He's on the SmackDown brand. I mean,
is he hurt?
No, he was in a match last Tuesday night for a number one contendership for the WWE Championship. Everybody can't be doing something that's huge. Like, it has to fall into place. Like, AJ Rusev may just be a placeholder for Joe AJ at SummerSlam. Because Extreme Rules, with all due respect to Extreme Rules, is not SummerSlam. SummerSlam, biggest, one of the probably...
Are we really getting Rusev AJ at Extreme Rules?
Yeah, Rusev won the number one contenders match last week. The Gauntlet.
Hey, Rusev's over, man.
He's over like gross. Fucking Rover, bro.
Fucking gross.
If we're moving on, you know who was really over after Raw last night?
Seth Rollins.
Fuck that guy. Bayley.
That was awesome.
When Bayley put the fucking hurts on fucking Fivehead, that's the fucking Bayley we need. And this is a lesson. What they were doing with Bayley, where she was spinning her gears, people didn't give a shit about her, that's Roman Reigns on the woman's side. And what did they do? They let her beat the shit out of fucking Sasha Banks, and now people are going nuts for her.
But
that's a fucking lesson, dude.
No, I get it, but she's supposed to be a heel now.
Yeah, but who gives a fuck?
Well, here's...
People hate Sasha Banks that much that they turned her de facto face.
She beats the shit out of Sasha, and then they play this.
Well, they gotta change it up. Maybe they gotta give her Emma's...
They shouldn't have played anything. They just should have let her walk to the back.
Well, that's not my call. That's fucking Bucktooth Beaver Kevin Dunn doing that shit.
I was just like, awesome segment. She beat the shit out of Sasha... And then she stands up, and you just hear this in the background. And I was like, oh, come on.
Come on, you got up off your chair, and you were clapping and shit.
I agree with you 100%. And I was like, wow, like, it took a while for me to realize, like, what, is Bayley a heel now? Like, or is she just that angry, and they're still going to keep her a baby face?
But
like,
did you hear the fucking crowd pop for her? Everything she did, they went fucking nuts, dude.
But she's still got she's still got reactions, by the way. She wasn't getting real.
Yeah, it was pretty lethargic for her, dude.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so at all.
Yeah. Why do you think she's been spinning her gears for the past 2 years, dude? They always made her Sasha's bitch, and now she fucking took Sasha out. Good for her.
Yeah, but it's been a great story.
And I think that everyone expected Sasha to end up being the heel. Now that we're going to get a heel Bayley, I think it's awesome.
And she's
I hope we do.
And she's going to get cheered, and Sasha's going to get booed out of the fucking building. You watch, dude.
I don't think anyone's good. Sasha still gets amazing face reactions too, by the way.
I think she's better as a heel, though.
I agree, yeah.
Sasha's a twat. I fucking hate her.
Wow.
That is extreme. I hate
you
her, dude.
You are like on a whole other misogynistic level tonight.
I don't give a fuck. She comes out. She still does her same stupid fucking poses and shit. It's like, we don't care anymore. A
very underrated theme song too, by the way.
We don't care anymore, though. I don't care anymore. Why do you have the picture of my family fucking vacation there? What was that?
Huh?
I thought I saw a family picture.
Avert your eyes.
Like Sasha's music.
Oh, great.
So
more.
Well, that's a part. That's a great part of it. Yeah.
Yeah, you like this?
Yeah, I do.
By you.
It's not bad.
I like just how it kicks off with the vocals. I mean, that's all you really hear. You don't really hear much more after that.
That's true.
Yeah, anyway, it's all I ever fucking hear.
I like that part.
My ear is tuned to that. Anyway. You know who's got awesome fucking music? Ronda Rousey.
Blah. You don't like Bad Reputation?
No! It's fucking stupid. It's too poppy for her. She should have badass music like Samoa Joe, and she's got fucking...
Samoa Joe's music is awful.
I love that shit. The
it's so fucking hokey. No, his Impact music was so much better.
I don't care. His fucking music rocks.
It's so lame. His and has been since it started, I think.
Bum, bum, bum.
Like, Kevin Owens' music is good. Well, that's what the... But, like, they jazzed it up since it started. Like, everyone... That's, like, the common go-to riff is, like... Like, Ambrose has it.
You know who has dumb music like Bayley? Sami Zayn.
I like Sami Zayn's music.
Yeah, but he's too...
He's
like,
a heel now, yeah.
He's out of action.
Come on, dude,
now.
Listen.
Oh, the intro's good. Oh, God.
That's so badass, dude. Like, that deep horn.
It's too animated for me.
Just a big lumbering oaf.
No, I like it. If you saw him in like a dark alley, like this would be like the music in the background before he fucking crushes
fucking
your skull.
Walk into like just his shadow, just fucking like on the wall behind you and shit.
Not a fan.
And he pops your head like a fucking grape.
Not a fan.
How do you feel about the Bobby Lashley Roman Reigns?
What the fuck happened? They're not making it a multi-man match anymore?
They are playing up the... They're using... Well, how do
I missed this part
this?
Of Raw.
They are not doing a multi-man match because they're not going to announce
that Brock is going to
date
beat.
For Brock. Because I think they're saving it till SummerSlam.
Okay, so
Paul Heyman put this big thing on Facebook that there's no worthy opponents anymore. He's going to take his championship to the ultimate next level.
Teasing UFC.
Yeah.
So he basically said he was. So was this multi-man match supposed to determine his contender at Extreme Rules?
No, which the multi-man match was going to determine the number one contender for SummerSlam.
Okay, I thought it was for Extreme Rules, and then he was never contractually obligated to work Extreme Rules.
Yeah, the multi-man match was going to be at Extreme Rules, and they had announced last Monday night that Joe and Bobby.
Oh, that's right.
Or
that's
not
right,
Joe.
That's right.
Bobby Roman. And Roman were already in it, but then Kurt Angle opened up Raw with Constable Corbin. Which is hysterical.
It's a good... He's funny, but I'm...
And they kind of went back and forth, and I enjoyed... I got to say, Roman Reigns hit it right on the head. Bobby Lashley has not made an impact in the MMA world. He has not made an impact anywhere else.
Oh, God.
He's a fucking jobber.
That's your personal bias getting a hold of you.
There's no bias. I hate Bobby Lashley.
That's bias.
Yeah, dude, that's the definition of bias.
Shut the fuck up.
You hate somebody for just being who they are? That's bias.
No, I just don't like anything he does. And whoever designs his t-shirts doesn't put a face on them.
Just fucking wear the thing one day. Just get it over with.
I'm pretty sure I've worn it.
Just put the fucking thing on. Where are you? Are you going out for date night on like any night this week?
I went out Sunday. I wore my Adam Page shirt.
Why would you? Why? Bobby Lashley is fucking pussy.
Why?
Dude.
He's so mad.
I wore my Adam Page shirt with my Macho Man socks.
Dude, if you, like, I don't know where Solid. You went. I'm assuming you went to, like, Applebee's.
Houlihan's.
Okay, Houlihan's. Fucking, he's stepping it up a notch. I like it.
Houlihan's is our spot.
Like, you unzip your CM Punk Best in the World sweatshirt.
I do not have one of those.
And when you open up your shirt, you got the Bobby Lashley fucking t-shirt on.
Nope.
Yeah, nope. Dude.
You have something similar.
Chris Hero.
Yo.
Yeah, Chris Hero.
Your wife would have slid off the fucking off the bench at Houlihan's, dude.
I almost slid off the bench at Houlihan's.
That's why you shit yourself again?
No, bro. I was I did some fucking donkey-ass wedding in Vernon at like midnight the night before.
And you didn't shower?
No, I got like 4 hours of sleep, and then I had to do a fucking farmer's market and a birthday party. I was on like 4 hours of sleep, and I was a fucking zombie. The lady at the bartender, she was like, "Are you okay?" I was like, "No."
What?
No, I gotta.
We're still playing Samoa Joe's fucking terrible music.
Yeah,
shut up!
Long.
I love that.
Oh, it just ended.
Why don't you put on whatchamacallit, Nia Jax?
Yeah,
you want?
I'm not like
really?
No,
yeah,
I
like
really
that
don't
song.
Want it. No,
play AJ Styles.
I want to hear Bobby Lashley's theme.
Bobby.
Bobby WWE. Lashley.
I'm a big man.
It's called Dominance, and it's fucking 5 minutes long. This is some dog shit WWE.
How about next week we come up with... Matt, you're not going to be here next week, correct? Oh, no, you are. It's you and me. It's yes, the Graysons.
And the Graysons. Never mind.
With Tommy and Jimmy.
Tommy Young.
Justin and
Hey, it's
Tommy.
Fat Paige again. Is she in a movie?
How dare... Where?
Oh, never mind. It's not...
Yeah, the movie that she fucking stars in.
What's the kissing booth?
What?
I might have to check that out. It's not... Oh, Glow debuts in 2 days.
Season 2.
Yes.
They're going to be on SmackDown, I think, tonight.
Yeah, two of them.
No way!
Yeah, two of them are.
Which ones?
I don't know.
The stars, Zoya?
Fuckface and Fuckface 2.
I hope they're in character.
Justin Gabriel and... Who's in that show?
Oh, the guy that you thought was from Australia, but he's really from South Africa?
Cape Town!
Way to be way off with that prediction.
Oh, sorry we didn't make some fucking obscure... Name every wrestler from each continent that wrestled a match at WrestleMania.
2 years ago, and you still fucking break
off walls. Afghanistan!
Who got the fucking role? Who's in Glow?
Your boy.
Alex
A-Rai.
Ray.
A-Rai,
yeah.
Johnny Mundo was in there, too, and so was Tyrus.
Yeah. A-Rai. Now, play that song. Go to A-Rai.
Yeah. Come on, boy. Put the music on, boy.
That's a good song.
Hee-haw.
Do you remember what it is, Matt?
No, I don't know anything about Alex Riley.
Oh, man. That was a good fucking song.
Is Here it Say It to My Face?
Yeah.
I got to make sure there's no commercial first. What's this, Linkin Park?
Shut up.
Oh, shut up.
I changed the pad data.
Shut up!
What does it say?
It says, shut up, Kevin.
That's right.
I've changed it a few times. It was Constable Corbin for a while.
Actually, this isn't as good as I remember it.
You don't think they could find anything better to do with the Revival?
Fuck the Revival.
Anything can be better than what they're doing with the Revival.
They pinned Roman Reigns last night.
Oh, did they?
Oh, whoop-de-fucking-law.
Yeah, because I felt like the whole theme of Raw last night was teams that don't get along.
Oh, wait. It was Roman and Bobby as a team?
Roman and Bobby opened the show.
I thought they fought each other. Oh, no, they announced a singles match for Extreme. That's right. I watched like the last 2 hours.
Great. Two guys wrestling each other nobody gives a shit about.
Pretty much.
The fucking chants are going to be astoundingly fucking awesome.
You wonder why they put themselves in those situations?
Yeah, because they like the fucking reaction. Vince McMahon's jerking off backstage thinking about it.
Are they going to tease Bobby Lashley Brock or no? Well, they are, I guess, but it's going to be Roman.
That's what they're both fighting for. The more they let Braun Strowman talk, the better he is, in my opinion.
How great is it when he does the fucking, like, the loop-de-loop, when he runs around the ring fucking just knocking everybody over?
I thought it was great when he came into the thing with Kurt and Finn and Constable, and he was like, I feel bad. Kevin Owens is afraid of me. I want to be his tag team partner tonight. Well, who would we wrestle? What about these two? Like, it's just... And he's got the fucking briefcase that looks, like, so tiny. It's fucking great. Like...
He's awesome. They're finally doing something good with him.
Like, you hope
fucking,
they...
Like, they, letting him be him.
You hope they pull the trigger on him.
He's... I mean, I don't think he's losing when he cashes in. He can't. Now, who he cashes in on... Do you think they do Triple Threat at SummerSlam?
I just hope he smashes Brock over the head with the fucking briefcase like 20 times.
But would you rather him be one of those like dopey cash-ins? Like when someone's like incapacitated, or would you like him to be like, hey, I'm putting myself in this match.
He does it like 10 minutes into a match.
Like Seth Rollins did?
And then he just starts smashing Brock Lesnar over the head with the fucking briefcase.
I think it would, if he did it like Rob Van Dam did.
That's what I'm saying. Announce it. Like, hey, I'm putting myself in this match. You guys are going to get these hands.
Because I think he would just say at whatever pay-per-view was after SummerSlam.
Yeah, but he's already lost to Lesnar one-on-one, right?
He's lost to Roman Reigns, too.
But yeah, but see, Roman is, assuming Roman beats Bobby Lashley, Roman's going to get the match with Brock. So... That's going to be a match, so you're going to have to have, at some point, Braun Strowman say, you know, this briefcase means anytime, any place, anywhere, Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar are going to get these hands!
Nobody's going to give a shit about Roman Reigns if when he fucking...
Get these hands, Tony!
Nobody cares, dude. Nobody fucking cares.
You know he's winning, right?
That's what we all thought in Saudi Arabia, and look what happened.
Got these hands. We all thought at WrestleMania, too.
Got these hands. He ain't fucking winning. Fucking retard. I'm not acknowledging it because I like you saying it in the background.
I know. That's the whole point. I was happy that you didn't acknowledge it.
Your girl, Alexa Bliss.
Got these hands.
My favorite. My goddess.
She tapped out to the sharpshooter.
I know. Fucking natty.
What's up with that? With my homegirl in her corner.
Yeah. Good for them. The fucking fat twins over there.
Wow.
Fucking Chubsy and Ubsy.
You're very, very hurtful.
Look, I like Natty. Natty's thick. Naya, she's just big.
So she wouldn't get these hands?
She'd fucking need more than hands. She need these lifts.
That's rude.
It's not very nice.
You're rude, man. What about Rollins and Ziggles?
Well, good for them.
That was a fucking awesome match.
Absolutely.
That was the most fun I had watching a one-on-one wrestling match in a long time.
So they're still wasting Drew McIntyre.
What do you want them to do with
him? He should be a fucking beast. He's fucking Ziggler's bitch.
Yeah, Diesel was Shawn Michaels' bitch, and look what happened to him.
Yeah, look what happened to him. Lowest grossing fucking world champion of all time. All
right, Meltzer. Fucking booked
himself.
Down
booked himself over Goldberg with a fucking cattle prod and then jobs to the finger poke of doom.
Wow.
That's some creativity right there, fucking Kevin. Not that Kevin, the other Kevin.
You killed Kevin.
Good.
So yeah. I think Seth Rollins is the hottest act on Raw right now.
Good for him. No, I don't disagree. Hey, where's Dean Ambrose? Is he coming back?
Soon.
Or did they say anything?
No.
Yo, they didn't even do 10 Bell for Vader or nothing, huh?
They did a thing at the beginning. They showed a...
Like just the picture with the dates?
Yeah.
Did they put the video? I'm sure at some point they didn't play the video at all?
It was just a...
Maybe not at the beginning, but at some point in the middle? No?
I watched probably the first 2 hours and then I made dinner. I saw the main event.
They probably don't want to give lip service to the big fat piece of shit. That's why.
So I think they did a tribute on NXT.
They had a video on WWE.com.
Oh, yeah, because Vader. When I think Vader, I think NXT.
Oh,
like, why does everything have to be all or nothing with you?
Well, why can't it be on WWE? Why can't it be on Raw?
What is so bad about the graphic?
Why couldn't they give him a tribute, dude? We just went... Oh,
they had a video online.
He's got a whole collection now on the network.
But we went through all of his allocades for like 40 minutes earlier.
Accolades. Accolades.
It's a Lex Luger reference.
Nope. It wasn't a Lex Luger reference until you...
No, I'm pretty sure it is that terrible promo where he can't get the t-shirt.
Yeah, but there's no way you said...
No, it was a different terrible promo.
There's no way you said allocades on purpose the first time.
No, I did.
All right, never
mind. I've been doing that on purposefully. Saying allocades instead of accolades.
Get these hands.
Stop. You're making me fucking corpse. If you're going to give tribute to the guy, you got to do it on a WWE show. You can't do it on fucking NXT.
But what?
They did. They
put a video. We miss Leon. He was awesome.
What are they going to show? Shawn Michaels kicking him in the face?
They have the WCW library, dude. They could have showed him fucking dropping Mick Foley on his head.
Sure.
They could have showed him fucking beating the shit out of fucking Damn or whatever the fuck his name was.
A graphic in the beginning is a nice gesture.
Could have showed him beating the shit out of Sting or Ric Flair or anything.
Do we know for sure that they didn't? Did you watch Raw?
No. I just know the first 2 hours they didn't.
Then right, you made Matt? Dinner?
No, people were complaining about it. And I thought that was kind of fucked up that they didn't do that.
There was a video.
I did watch Raw. I just didn't see.
They released a video on WWE.com.
Of course they did, but they couldn't air it for like 2 minutes.
They only aired a graphic.
But like, what was so important on the show that they couldn't cut down like 30 seconds to show just a little bit of a tribute?
They gave him a fuck. They put it.
I understand not doing the bells. The bells is kind of overkill. You know what I'm saying? But
this is overkill.
Like, Bruno deserved the bells. Vader, not so much.
So like,
they gave him a graphic.
All right, you keep saying that.
That's what they did. What more
Why
do you
want?
Why was
that so bad?
I wanted a video. That's what I wanted.
You're a selfish prick.
So, all right, so tell Vader's family, sorry, here's your graphic.
He's got...
I'm sure that's what they're worried about.
Yes.
I would have given him a video.
Oh,
they gave him there's a video. You can pull up the video right now on your laptop and watch it.
What if I'm some guy in the Midwest and I don't have a computer?
Because the Midwest is so downtrodden that they can't.
Yeah, maybe Johnny on the farm doesn't have a fucking.
So then he, I'm sorry, probably doesn't have a TV either.
Shut the fuck.
Maybe he does. Maybe he's got rabbit ears, Kevin. Maybe he's still trying to get a signal that doesn't exist.
Well, then he doesn't have cable.
Shut
you fucking
the
Mark.
Fuck
His neighbor yells out the window, "Hey, Johnny,
Did you hear what you just said? Maybe he was only got rabbit ears. How are you getting cable with rabbit ears, you stupid idiot?
You can't get anything with rabbit ears anymore. They don't work. They change the signals.
You don't work. Your mouth doesn't work.
I tried.
Get these hands.
Here's what the
what?
Just so you know, the WWE Network pays tribute to Vader with a new collection.
Yeah, you gotta pay for the network. The guy should have got a freebie on television.
You get a tribute video.
What does a Vader video do for you?
What is a Vader?
What does a Vader video do? Like, what? Like, how?
Just
like, are you gonna be like?
Guy,
are you not gonna
guy,
be able to sleep without?
Pay the guy homage on TV, man. Pay the guy homage.
Oh, okay. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, what does a Vader video, like, how does that, like...
Here's what's on the network special. The top content tribute video.
Mm-hmm.
Top Giants, Vader. Most Imposing Big Men, Vader. Table for Three, Vader. Sting, DDP. Leon White versus Stan Hansen.
Stan Hansen.
Leon White versus King Kong Brody.
Ooh.
Vader versus Hansen. Vader versus Sting. Vader versus Ron Simmons. White Castle of Fear vignettes. Mm. Vader versus Sting. White Castle of Fear strap match. The mini movie from Beach Blast 92. Vader versus Steamboat. Vader versus Jack. Vader versus Austin. Vader winning the Battle Bowl.
All right, fine. I get your point.
I just don't understand why you need a video at the beginning of the show.
Because the guy died and he was an integral part of the wrestling business.
I get that, but I think he made his bread and butter outside of the WWF.
Which is why they didn't put him in the Hall of Fame?
He'll go into the Hall of Fame.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
I think you people put too much stock into the videos, and they think just because, like, listen, I get it. Like,
it would have been nice. That's all I'm saying. I don't need to fight for another half an hour over this.
It would have been nice if they did a whole show with matches and stuff like that too.
Let's not go that
far. And everyone wore the Vader mask.
Oh, No Way Jose or Velveteen Dream should have came out with a mask on. That would have been fun, right? They would have done that. They would have given him 45 seconds.
I want to punch you.
Go ahead.
Yeah?
Yeah, give me a DiPaolo. Just punch me in the face.
Nah, but it was... It's a like, I think we expect too much now. So when they don't do it, you're butthurt. Not you personally, but I'm sure you're not the only one.
He's butthurt.
I know he is, but...
Like,
they didn't do anything
enough.
There's certain guys they don't do anything for.
Yeah, so tough shit on them. This is Vader, dude.
Oh my God!
This is Vader. He's a fucking international superstar.
Did you not read the sign?
Oh, he's out of the bathroom. You didn't hear a flush?
Oh, okay.
No,
no,
I didn't.
Good Lord!
All right. What else? Anything else exciting happen on Raw?
No.
My name's Tony. I don't like wrestling. Because there wasn't a video for Raver.
Drew McIntyre.
For Raver.
Doing anything.
Raver.
Raver.
Drew McIntyre.
I have to change the pad data again.
The pad data.
Matt can't speak.
Did you watch?
Yes.
First, props to our friend Joey Janela.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday night, he won the WWN Live Championship from Austin Theory.
It's a pretty big deal.
In his debut Evolve match, so that's pretty big.
Yes. I don't know. What do you want me to say? What are you looking at me for?
You got no thoughts on our friend winning a major championship, independent championship, yet you
congratulations. Well deserved.
Maybe we should make a video for him.
Yes.
Do it.
You're the video guy.
Make a video.
You make a video.
I'll pull up some videos now. Which one do you want? The one of him jumping off the building, almost fucking breaking his hand? Or do you want the one of him doing a fucking flip and having a seizure at ringside?
The second one.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because you can't see his face until they take the mask off.
I can only imagine what his eyes look like.
Like Stevie Wonder's eyes.
Can't see shit.
Did any of you guys watch the WWE?
Matt's tired. It's time to call it a night.
No, Matt's not tired. Matt's enjoying these Mike's Hard Limeades.
Great.
The UK tournament.
I watched the final match today. And I watched a little of in between. But I watched the Zach Gibson Pete Dunne match.
Drew Gulak had a great match with Jack Gallagher in the first round, and he lost, and I said, I don't need to watch this anymore.
You have no interest in the UK brand that WWE is.
I know that Tyler Bate and some other guy won the NXT tag belt.
Trent
for like
Seven.
A week. There you go.
Trent British Arena. Strong Style, Mustache Mountain.
They won that today, if you're listening, Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday.
The Undisputed Era.
And then...
Wait, Gulak lost to who?
Jack Gallagher.
I thought Gallagher lost to...
They did the preliminary matches.
Oh.
The first round.
And then
Well, at least he got a trip to Jolly Old England out of it.
And then the other matches were featured in the special that was on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday and today.
Right. Cheerio.
Matt, remember how we were talking about, I think it was last week, when they were cutting the promo and all the guys in the ring. Oh, no, maybe it was after Money in the Bank.
Yeah, but they all look the same.
Dude, everyone on that NXT UK roster looks exactly the same.
Not Flash Webster. Flash Webster?
Dude, go back. Is that like when they all come out at the end with Triple H? When they all come out at the end and look at everyone and look how identical, like 90% of them look. Oh, by the way, you know who's on that roster? Noam Dar.
Noam Dar. He won a four-way dance today.
Dar. Is he the one that they kept sticking with Alicia Fox?
Yep. Oh,
she's back.
Oh, great.
Yeah, she made it. Foxy's back.
The undefined women's champion.
I like Alicia Fox.
She sucks.
I think she's sexy.
Yeah, count it. You got to turn her over, sweetie.
Her belly button's back.
You don't remember that?
No.
She was trying to pin somebody after she did that horrendous split-legged moonsault shit. And not Rob Van Dam style. I'm talking about like doing the fucking hey split. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey. Yes.
What the hell's his name? Not Little Richard. What the fuck's his name? James Brown.
Johnny B. Bad?
Yes. Woo!
Did you see Adam Cole had a match outside of WWE?
Great.
Where he defended his North American Championship against Walter.
Oh, Walter's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, he is, but he beat him.
Did you see the chop that he fucking gave? What's his name? Zach Wheeler?
Zach Sabre Jr.?
Yeah, there you go. Zach Wheeler.
There you go.
I got Flash Wheeler on my mind now.
Zach Wheeler plays for the Mets.
When he fucking chopped Vicious Vince's fat tits. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
That was fucking great.
The field has been announced for PWG's Bola.
Bola.
Joey Janela made the cut.
Of course he did. He's friend the WWE champion.
David Starr.
Yeah, good for him.
Darby Allin, Matthew Riddle, DJ Z, T-Hawk, Jeff Cobb, Travis Banks, who was in the finals of the WWE UK tournament yesterday.
Great.
So PCO, Brody King, a lot of good stuff going on in the independent world of professional wrestling.
Dude, how about PCO, man? That's a weird, awesome story with him.
I think it's just an awesome story.
But it's bizarre. Like, the talent that they have.
That was the Bulldog.
He's bizarre.
Oh. No, keep talking.
No, it's all right.
Because I'm bizarre.
Sorry, I gotta pee. Keep talking.
You cut your mic in the middle of saying talking. What a professional.
This guy knows what he's doing.
We are the greatest. We are the Shining Wizards, shiningwizards.com. Don't forget, the Uncle Matt t-shirt now available.
Don't even try and wrap up early.
I'm not wrapping up. I'm giving plugs, dude. This is what we do. That's right. Like when you're trying to talk to somebody, you go, we're speaking to blah, blah, blah. He's got a match this weekend against Dickhead Dickity-Doo, and he's going to be wrestling at the rec center over in Piscataway because Rahway sucks and McCutcheon swallows and... Look, you got to give some love to Piscataway.
Why?
I don't know. Isn't there wrestling in Piscataway too?
No.
What the fuck? He like leaves the weirdest shit on his laptop.
They don't go that far out that away.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about wrestling in particular.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's got to be wrestling in Piscataway. Piscataway rules.
What's so great about Piscataway?
I don't know. Piss this way, Piscataway?
Oh, let's see.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Put on here. There's a headline on PW Insider about the...
I defend him when he's wrong.
Shinsuke Nakamura dog bite incident. Let's see. This could be funny.
Was it backstage? Whose dog was it? I'm really interested. Because that's kind of fucked up if somebody... You think Matilda's back? That'd be funny as shit. Fucking Harry Smith is back. And he's got like Matilda's like granddaughter or some shit. Her name is like, I don't know, Paige.
This is getting better.
Oh, God. Please do tell.
All right. According to what Mike Johnson, who I defend when he's wrong,
of course,
was told, a law enforcement dog was being brought around the building as part of a pre-show security check.
Whoa.
The dog was brought past Nakamura. We are told that the dog sniffed Nakamura and then, without provocation, proceeded to bite him on the leg.
That's fucked. That's hilarious.
A drug or bomb sniffing dog sniffed Nakamura, didn't like what he was emitting into the air, and decided to bite him.
Wow. That's some racist shit right there.
According to a medical precaution, WWE pulled Nakamura from last night's event. where he was slated to work the main event in the Fatal 4-Way bout.
And he didn't work Jeff Harvey tonight.
The house show was then replaced. The house show main event was then replaced by Jeff Hardy beating Samoa Joe, Rusev, and Shelton Benjamin. We are not yet... WWE has not cleared Nakamura yet for action. We are told he is backstage, but his leg is still very sore from the dog bite.
That dog must have really lit into him.
Probably. They don't hire no, like, chihuahuas for those jobs.
Yeah, but usually those dogs aren't... They're not set to attack unless they're told to.
Or they... I guess if they smell something suspicious.
No, once they smell something...
Then they just sit. They get their spot. Yeah.
You ever hear Ralphie May's story about that?
No.
He was at the airport. He was carrying a bag, and...
How bad was it?
It was pretty bad.
All right. Sorry. That was stupid. That was awful. I apologize. That's all
right. I tried to help you.
Taking it back.
Let you die. So he likes dogs. So he goes up to the customs officers, and he goes over to pet the dog, and the dog sits down. So he starts petting the dog, and he starts talking to the cops. So unbeknownst to him, they start bringing another dog over, and the dog comes over, sits down, and he starts petting that dog too. They're like, "We're gonna have to have you come with us." And they found like he had a really oh, fuck you, dude. You know what?
He left us with nothing, man.
Jesus Christ. He cut his microphone off in mid-fucking word. And then he comes back with this horse shit.
Why am I the go-to guy? Didn't you guys watch wrestling all week?
We were talking, and you come back, and all of a sudden...
Talking about fucking Ralphie May. Fuck his fat dad. No,
talking about a pre-show security dog bit Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah, because he's a big AJ Styles fan. Hello.
That's a good point.
Hello, exactly. Did you talk about Big Cass getting shit canned?
Oh, I forgot about that. That's almost old news at this
point. Big Cass got fired because he's an asshole. I heard that the story that they said about him like pimp handing Carmella was probably not true.
I haven't read anything about any of the rumors as to why he was let go.
Well, the story was he threw a fit on some bus on the international tour because he thought he was being ribbed and he was locked in the bathroom on the bus. But he went apeshit and broke the door, like kicked it open.
Because the lock was broken.
The lock was broken, but he thought he was getting ribbed, so he got pissed off about it, and he broke the fucking bus.
Well, the guy's 7 feet tall.
And then everybody else on the bus had to use the bathroom with no door.
Which would have been awesome.
Oof.
And of course, him beating up the little person.
Yes.
That I remember.
That. He had heat from his comments for political shit. People were not a big fan of him.
So he was just a big jerk.
Essentially, yeah. And then I guess the stuff with the little person and him breaking the bathroom door and all that stuff just kind of led to...
Well, there was also a story going around that he was seeing Carmella at one point and they're not together anymore.
They were dating.
He was mean mugging somebody, right?
Mean-mugging somebody. I think he grabbed her and started like giving her shit.
Oh,
too.
I did read this part, but I think it was just in a Facebook group. Vic Joseph, the commentator.
But I think...
Yes.
Dear good friend, Vic Joseph.
But I thought somebody came out and said that the story was bullshit. So
it's possible.
But there's so much other stuff that we just went over that apparently Vince McMahon called a meeting with the talent and fired him in front of everybody. Told him, get your shit and get the fuck out.
Yeah. I read that. Then I also read that it was like a more of a private meeting.
That's fine. Because you know why? He's going to go on tour with Real One right now.
You think so? I heard their relationship wasn't very good either.
Yeah, but that's money, dude. If the two of them were smart, that's what they would fucking do. How awesome would it be at fucking WrestlePro in the fall? The fucking two retards coming out singing, "You can't teach that." That shit would be over.
Yeah.
Huge.
It would be.
They could make tons of, at least for like 6 to 12 months, they could work the circuit together doing the gimmick.
It's such a waste. Big Cass could have been good.
Nah. He's just fucking tall, dude.
I got a good look. You could teach. I mean, the work rate
can improve. He's too pretty boy.
Can't teach that.
He's too pretty boy. He's the reason why Abyss wears a mask. He's too fucking, like, baby-looking.
Have you seen Abyss without the mask?
Lately, because he's fucking 40 years old, yes. But back in the other days, he was way too young-looking.
Dude, Cass grows out a big fucking grizzled beard. He could be just like Braun. Why? What's the difference between him and Braun?
Because Braun can fucking turn it on where he looks mean. Like, Cass just looks like he's trying to be mean. There's a subtle difference.
I think you got...
What the fuck was that?
That was a burp. You got, because what your first impression of Braun was he was in the Wyatt family and he was a creepy, scary dude. Your first impression of Big Cass is he is essentially, it's like that cartoon of the two dogs. There's the one dog who's really yappy, like Enzo, and he's just the muscle.
You know who he looks like? He looks like an overgrown Lars Ulrich.
Okay, my little Danish friend.
I yes, like right? And I Lars Ulrich is like 5'1".
I was never a big Cass fan, to be honest with you.
I was never a big Cass fan. That's great. It's like a double fucking thing.
Double entendre. Entendre.
But it's not really, though. It was just a that's very coincidence.
That's why I said double thing. Yeah. I didn't want to go with the
one. That's why it didn't really need a comment, because it made sense the way he said it either way. So.
Oh, boy.
But I just thought, like, you got a guy. Like, I got into a big thing over with some guy in this one of these wrestling groups is that, I don't know. I thought he had the look. I thought he wasn't awful on the mic. What?
Did you just miss something? Was there something that somebody died?
No.
Are you sure?
That was Paige's from 2016.
Oh, it was an old one?
Tracy's Mothers loves reposting stuff.
Why do people do that? Can't people read this shit?
I don't know, but you just made Kevin stop mid-sentence and get up and leave.
That's all right. He'll be back.
So, you got that going for him.
Yeah, you fucker. It was from 2016, you prick.
I told you it was. I would have said something.
What a fucking fuck-fuck.
What a fucking fuck-fuck.
That's all.
Ring of Honor has their Best in the World pay-per-view Friday night.
Yay!
I'm kind of excited for it.
I'm excited, too.
Are you?
Yes!
Do you know what's going on?
They're having the Best in the World.
Do you know the matches?
Yeah, Jay Lethal's in one of them.
All right, very good.
So is the Briscoes.
Yep, Briscoes, Young Bucks.
Kenny Omega's there?
Nope.
No, Cody's there.
Yep.
All right, so Cody's, he's fighting Darby Allin.
Nope.
No, he's fighting.
Wow, Darby Allin reference, good for you.
I know this shit. Oh, he's fighting the gay guy with the boys. What the hell's his name?
He's not gay.
No, you know who? Yeah, he is.
Dalton Castle.
Yes, he's gay. Come on.
It's a three-way dance. Dalton Castle versus Cody versus Marty.
See, I know this. Marty Scroll.
Marty Scroll.
Why does he wear the fucking carnival mask? What's the whole thing with that?
This is the villain.
That's pretty cool.
His entrance music is the best.
Oh, more entrance music tonight on The Shining.
Yeah, why not? Dude.
Shut the fuck up!
We need more sounds.
No, we don't.
A little bit. Great. Kevin's pleasuring himself in the bathroom.
He's pleasuring himself to Nia
Jax.
That
is gay. Pat sucks dick.
Flip Gordon takes on Bully Ray.
Bully Ray's working?
Yeah.
Yeah, what a fucking big shot he is. You know, Devon and I would have came out in the crowd and kicked the shit out of everybody chanting against us. Go fuck your hand. You're so full of shit. We would have fucking killed everybody. Yeah, sure you would have, Mark.
The Kingdom defend their six-man tag team championships against Los Ingrenables.
Or their tag team championships.
Los Ingrenables.
Isn't that your shirt?
De Japón. See.
Great.
Jay Lethal takes on Kushida.
Wait, is that Trent?
What?
Who's in the Ingrenables?
Bush.
Bushwhacker Bush.
Bush.
Whoa! I'm in Ring of Honor, Luke! Yeah!
Evil Sonata and Bushi.
I'm a Grenoble, yeah! Whoa! Didn't they make an appearance in Ring of Honor at one point?
The Bushwhackers?
Or at some weird, like...
No, people there probably just smelled like the Bushwhackers.
With like the Briscoes or something?
I'm going to look it up right now, but I wouldn't be surprised.
They did some sort of appearance, like before they were inducted into the Hall of Fame. Yeah,
Jameson was there.
They did something, I'm telling you. Not with WWE, but it was some company.
You know what I'm pissed off about? We're in the middle of the World Cup. I have a fucking vuvuzela somewhere in the house, and I can't find it.
You're a fucking vuvuzela. It would have
been so great to be playing a vuvuzela.
They're in ECW.
Whoa! They're hardcore, mate!
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. I thought they did something recent. Not like... I don't.
Kevin's breaking things.
I'm talking about like recent, like within like the last 10 years.
I got nothing.
Nothing?
That's kind of like far away, 10 years. No.
But they were on an episode of Family Matters in 1994.
Oh, I remember that one. Against Urkel and Carl.
And they were in the Insane Clown Posse music video for how many times?
Is that the one where they're pontificating about how magnets work?
No, they were not pontificating about
magnets. What's
up? Yeah, they were in
that?
ECW. They were cousins of the Dudleys.
Of course they were.
I remember that, though. This is something else.
Fucking retard and smelly Dudley.
Punishment Martinez defends his ROH World television title.
Punishment Martinez, Choppy's favorite wrestler.
Choppy fucking hates everybody.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Against Adam Page in a Baltimore street fight.
Adam Page, baby.
No.
We've had Adam Cole on this show, you know.
Yes. I know.
Years ago.
From my apartment.
Many moons ago.
We've had a lot of people on this show.
I'm telling you, this summer, I'm going to make it a point. I'm going to go back through all those old episodes from like WrestleCons and Super Shows, and we're going to get a list of everybody that we've interviewed that we haven't fucking given ourselves credit for.
I'm pretty sure we've done a good job of giving ourselves credit.
No, we have, but those episodes, we have like a laundry list of people we've interviewed that we don't keep track of. I think I do a good job keeping up on all that shit, too.
I think you do, too.
Do a fantastic job.
That's right. I do. Thank you.
LAX won the Impact Tag Team Championship.
Of course
again.
They did, because they're fucking gods among men.
From DJZ.
They're so young and so strong.
DJZ and...
You know, their episode still gets downloads, like, frequently.
It should. They're fucking awesome.
I think it's because of the gay overtones of the fucking episode title.
The, that picture of Jaka, Dickinson, LAX, and Joey Janela makes me so happy.
You know what makes me upset about the picture?
What?
Fucking negative fucking
Nancy. I miss Pinky. I miss Pinky Sanchez.
You shut the fuck
up. I do, man.
He's still around.
I know, but he was Pazuzu.
Yeah.
Is he not still?
I think Janela threw him out.
Janela's not in Pazuzu.
He sure is. He's a WWN Live champion. He's whatever he wants to be.
I don't know. I don't know how that all works.
In your face.
In your face.
That's right.
Up your ass.
Dicko.
In your face. Wait, what were you whispering before? Get these ads.
Fuckers.
In my ass. Oh, man, imagine Braun Strowman, like, fist and Alexa.
Get these hands, you piece of shit.
That's kind of vile. Is that the sound it would make?
Like, he pulls out his hand, it's like...
I'm gonna smash that bottle over your fucking head. Get these hands.
All right, I'm done.
Piece of shit.
You're done?
Anything else?
I don't think so. I think we covered everything. We'll be back Monday night.
Monday with the Flying Benelli
7
Brothers.
O'clock.
Jesus, fuck, they're our guests next week.
7 o'clock at Studio A, live on the Rant.
Yeah, or
Radio.
Studio B.
Studio B, excuse me, Studio B.
Really?
Live on the Rant EM Radio. We will have the amazing Jekyll Brothers in studio. Jake and Jack Jekyll will be with us.
I thought it was Heckle and Jekyll.
No, Jake and Jack. Don't disrespect them. They will split your forehead.
I heard Jack's... took his mom's name because his father's last name was Mihoff.
Fucking get these hands.
Jack Mihoff next week, Studio B. Now, the Graysons will be joining me and Kevin next Monday in
the
Studio B.
The pride and joy of ECPW.
That I don't think anyone would ever want to admit to, but...
Come on, dude. They're former tag champs, bro.
That's fine, but I wouldn't...
Dude, Matt McIntosh, Sonny Kiss, Amazing Graysons, all coming out of ECPW.
Be sure to watch...
Big Ben.
Big Ben Cromwell. Fuck cock.
The experiment.
Be sure to watch Lucha Underground Wednesday night.
Lucha.
Oh, yeah. You know why, Tony?
Who's on Lucha Underground? Sonny Kiss.
Yeah,
definitely on this week, or?
I'm pretty sure.
I think I saw something.
What is Sonny's Lucha name going to be?
I think it's Licious or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
That's fucking creamy. Oh, that's so good.
Kevin's face when you went, oh, that's fucking creamy. He was like...
like he fucking had to swallow some puke in his mouth.
No, like he was like,
like he threw up a little bit.
Like that's a weird one. Yeah. Like I don't think I've ever.
Tony has me freaking out tonight.
Come on, creamy's a good fucking description.
Sure, if you're making macaroni and cheese,
that's right.
All right, then he's the macaroni with the cheese.
I like Sonny Kiss.
Or like Sonny Hamburger Kiss Helper, where you get these hands.
Creamy.
We gotta have Sonny back on.
Yes,
back on the Creamy
Express. Studio.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that.
Maybe we'll do that. Okay.
We have 700 people that want to be on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's three of us that have to decide who we want on the show.
We should just ask Eddie who he wants on the show.
Who?
I don't know what.
Who?
Wait, what?
Who?
I don't know. Do we want to make an announcement tonight or something?
No, I have no announcement to make. Except for we'll be back next week in Studio B with the Graysons, me and Kevin.
I got closing music. Don't you dare.
Oh, well, come on.
What are you playing? What is that?
This is Marty Scurll's one.
Oh, I wanted to play Jim Ross.
Oh, fuck. That's so
stupid. My kid had me play that 7 times.
Didn't you already play that?
Did I play it today?
Yeah.
That was our faux ending, like 6 minutes
awesome
in.
How awesome is this, though?
Yeah, it's great. Good night, everybody.
You got any plugs, Kevin?
Yeah, but that's not going to do that.
No. do your plugs. Go ahead.
I'm going to get these hands.
Just get these plugs. Come on. I want to fucking call this a night.
July 18th, Brown Bear Pub, West Orange, New Jersey. July 22nd, Forest Tyrannies. Follow our sister podcast on the WWE Network. Wow. I haven't even finished a second Twisted Tea.
Jeez Louise.
Shining Wizards Network at Dumbfellows Podcast. The Dumbfellows, me, KP Burke, Natty Bumper Car, Joe Carney, and Rich McDonald. At Dumbfellows Pod on Twitter, Dumbfellows Podcast on Instagram. Please listen, follow, subscribe, all that great stuff.
I got a question. Any of your upcoming shows have that lovely, delightful Candace Eisenberg on?
No.
Oh, boo. You got to book her more, dude.
But we will have guests coming up in the future.
You said who. I thought you were asking who it was. I didn't realize you were being an owl. Any plugs, Matt?
Shining at Wizards Podcast, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on the Facebook. Tony has been really killing it with the Facebook topics the last couple weeks. We've been getting a lot of good responses. So they're fun. So give us a follow. Keep your eyes on that. ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards for all your Shining Wizards t-shirts.
Ooh, and I've been getting active on Twitter. Follow me at Big Tony Z.
There you go. And at Kevin Garifo.
Yeah.
And I don't really use my personal Twitter.
At so, Wizards Podcast. That's most of the time that's Matt.
Yeah, for the most part. We'll be back.
Yeah, because I still don't have the login stuff for that.
Yeah, we gotta get that to you.
Yeah, sure.
Next Monday, Studio B, the Graysons. We'll see you guys next week.